we all live in America.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday night, and we're here, as usual. As per usual, I am Carlito, your host for the evening. Madhouse Radio making a beautiful return here. We've been off for the last 2 weeks. Well, I mean, we did. We missed one show, but I guess when you only do a show, you know, every week, if you miss one show, you spend 2 weeks without doing a show, technically, I guess, right? So, it's like half a month. For some reason, I've missed shows before, but for some reason, it feels like it's been forever since I last did a show. I don't know why. I guess the last 2 weeks
have been... A lot has gone on.
A lot in my life, a lot's gone on.
Yeah, that's been a long one, man.
It's been a long break here. But
it's like the show has been sunny in Bermuda.
It got sucked down in the triangle, man. You know what I figured out just now? The word triangle means three angles, and triangles have three angles in them. Yeah, see? Look at that, man.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Triangle.
Triangle.
Get it?
It's one of those words you say so much you get, you know, you say it so much you get used to it, you know, you don't ever think about what does it mean.
Oh, see, the
again, like a foreigner comes up to you and asks what,
yeah.
And the foreigner will come up to you and go, what does this word mean, and you can't tell him because it's, well, it means triangle.
I just
There's
make
no other meaning.
I make the symbol.
For anything.
Oh, I forgot to turn the cam on. Whoops. There we go. Now you can see me. Hey, everybody.
What hat you wearing?
None. I don't have a hat on at all, buddy.
Wearing a hat?
No hat. No hat.
Glasses?
No. Not yet. I think I'm going to need glasses eventually.
A silly shirt?
No. Just a blue shirt. Just a blue baseball type shirt. Nothing crazy. Nothing queer. Hey, everybody.
Really turn the
tap
on.
Really? No, but they get upset. The kids get upset when they don't see me. So, anyway. So, hey, everybody. I am on cam. We are Madhouse Radio. We are Madhouse Radio. You're checking us out wherever you're checking us out. Thank you for checking us out there. Of course, here with me, as always, is Milkman. Milkman making it tonight. We didn't think for a while that he might not. We thought he might not make it, but he made it. What's up, Milkman? How you doing?
Yeah, man. It'll be a pleasure to be back with the boys, Lady Dragon, and Matt.
Yeah, you're breaking up a lot, Milkman. I don't know what's going on.
She's looking pretty hot tonight there.
Yeah, she was eating a lollipop earlier live on cam. And I enjoy that. I don't know what is it about watching a woman eat a lollipop or eating a banana? What are things that women can eat that men find interesting?
Well,
you know, I think women eating bananas, lollipops.
If you don't know, kid,
exactly.
I ain't gonna tell you if you don't know.
Plantain.
Popsicles.
A zucchini.
Zucchini. No. You got some weird fantasies, Milkman. I don't know what a zucchini. Yeah, tacos. Hot dogs.
Eat that zucchini.
Yeah. Eat that zucchini. Hide the banana, ladies. All right, so. That's Tuck over there.
Doing the, you know.
Tuck's in the house. What's up, Tuck? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fairly well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fairly well, too. Thank you, sir. Very well put. One of my browsers is not working here, so I'm busy trying to fix that here real quick. Going into my task manager in XP and trying to repair that here. Hopefully that'll start working so I can see what the syndicators are saying. But hey, a big what's up to syndicateradio.tv. What's up, fellas?
Sure, you're kidding. Syndicate Radio.
Show it all. The full Monty tonight. is the motto for Syndicate Radio. Of course, Brandon Vegas is here as well. I don't know if he's paying attention, but Brandon Vegas, what's up, man?
Hello.
Sin City represent. What's up, man? And of course, Lonesome Loser also checking in. The man himself, the Dark Hitman of Print Calls, is in the house, sending in a ton of numbers already. Good to see you, bro. I was in Lonesome Loser territory. Actually, I was in Pennsylvania yesterday. I was still on my way. No, actually, we landed about 10 o'clock. Actually, last week.
Freezer.
Milkman, you're really cutting in and out a lot. We're going to have to work on that, man. Milkman's at work. He's on his laptop at work. I think maybe he doesn't get a lot of bars out there. Yeah. But he's working on it.
Around on the internet radio when it should be working.
That's right. Get to work, Milkman.
Yeah.
Quit wasting company time, Milkman.
Yeah. That's fine. We hear you still, man. Last 2 weeks, I don't know, did I miss much?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did. A lot of things happened in the news lately here that we can talk about. I know Kanye West got arrested. What's that about, huh?
Actually, the Sarah Palin thing hit while we were away.
What happened? I'm sorry?
The Sarah Palin thing happened when we were gone.
That's right. The last show we did was live during Obama's acceptance speech. Wow, that was 2 weeks ago today?
Yeah, we totally missed the whole Republican convention and all that.
Yeah, we did. Huh? Yeah, that was a week ago. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, that was when Sarah Palin got announced. Apparently Obama's gone down to the polls as a dead heat right now between McCain and Obama. It's going to be an interesting election for sure.
Can't be in a rock star no more.
Not as much, but it's still, I still feel he's a superior candidate, and I'm sure things will work out come debate time.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying,
Come debate time, I'm sure that it's going to be very interesting, but I really don't see McCain being able to
hold a candle. The Republicans that got desperate, and they had to pull a trick, and that's the trick they pulled, and so here we go.
They went with the naughty librarian, exactly. Well, good for them. We'll see how that works out. They're all fired up and stuff, It can only last so long, you know. A woman can only hang around for so long until she starts smelling like a dead fish. Usually about 3 or 4 weeks, from what I understand of these things.
What are they doing about the issues? Not
the issues. The Republicans really aren't saying much. That's right. That's right. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening tonight. Of course, we're going to be getting into some topics, into some prank calls. Looking for some advice, actually. Going back to the advice side of things. Milkman, you got to do something here. This sucks without you being able to talk normally. You got really bad, like, echo there in the background. Not echo, but you got like a... It sounds like an air conditioner. I'm going to be buying a new car probably this weekend. I'm buying a new car this weekend. They want to let you all know, give you an update with the car. Of course, I got into a car accident over a month ago here at this point. And did finally get that taken care of here. Apparently, yesterday the news came through to me from my adjuster. And he reported that the insurance company of the woman who hit me, her fault, of course, took responsibility. They finally decided to take responsibility for the accident. So they are going to be... they're offering to fix the car now. What I want to note is, in the meantime, what happened about 2 days after the last show we did here, my car, which is already damaged, it was leaking oil. It's been leaking oil for about a year now. So every Saturday and every Wednesday, I open up the hood and I check the oil. I add a little bit, make sure all the fluids are okay because it's leaking.
Geez.
It's a 99 car and it has 185,000 plus miles on it. So unfortunately, because of the accident, I'm sure you guys saw the damages already in my car. I couldn't open the hood. Had no access to it. Stuck. And sure enough, I'm driving start seeing white smoke coming out of the back when I accelerate, and it starts shutting off of me randomly. So apparently it's blown a head gasket, or it's about to blow the head gasket. So I've got myself, and I showed this to you folks here recently. It's somewhere here. I hope I do have it, because that's what I'm going to use for my down payment on my new car. But I got the check right here. Here we go. Check for over $1,700. I have another $500 coming to me also.
Nice.
So that's a good $2,200 worth of down payment on a new car I'm going to be making. I'm going to get another Honda. More than likely, I'm going to get a Civic this time around. I did have a Honda Accord. I'm going to go.
Jack Masterson buying pizza tonight?
I'm going to go a little smaller. I don't know if Jack Masterson buying pizza tonight, Milkman. It's totally off topic. But I will be buying probably a car this weekend or maybe next weekend.
Yeah, with Honda Civics.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Honda Civics?
Are you going to deliver pizzas with your Honda Civics?
Milkman's like...
Well, he doesn't want that belly a pizza will cost vehicle in there.
You got a point, Milkman. That, I think that's about a good...
You
Jack
put Papa John's on the top.
Jack Masterson would spend about $2,000 on pizza just for him alone.
You put Papa John's on the top of your car as you drive.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Totally a pizza boy vehicle anyway.
Yeah. So if anybody has any ideas or any suggestions, but I think I'm going to lease the car because I don't want to stay with it for too long. Because I would hope that within 5 years I would be able to maybe get a car that's fueled by something other than gasoline. Whether it be natural gas or by hydrogen. You would hope so, right? So I'm going to do a 5-year lease, I think, so I get some low payments and I'm going to trade it in right after that. I'm not interested in purchasing this next car I'm going to get. Because I know I really have a feeling like cars are going to change here within the next 4, 5, 6 years. So I'm going to do that. Now, I am wanting to get the model,
well,
you know.
Well, they're really making the effort to anyway now. So
we are. Well, the demand is definitely out there. When there's a demand, the corporations respond.
Plug it into a wall and go. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it into a wall and go. That's all you really need to do.
Yeah. Well, there is.
All this weirdo, crazy stuff. You just plug it into the wall and go.
Well, do my research here.
Plug it up and go.
There's a Civic model 2009 that's powered on natural. I think it says it's powered on natural gas. Or, you know, I have no idea how that will work. How would you fill that up again? Would you buy a tank?
I think they're working on the moonshine powered mobile next.
Whatever, maybe, man. But how do you do that? What do you buy a bottle a can of propane?
How are you going to guarantee that your gas station down the street is going to have your kooky weird bio green fuel that you need?
Exactly.
You don't.
Well, I think I researched once. I think there's only one station.
I'm going to go with just the manure powered mobile, bro.
There's only one station in the state of Florida that has biodiesel, from what I understand. I think that last year I did some research. Yeah, you know? Why even bother? Why even bother going through with it? Anyway, so yeah, new car. It's always a good feeling, man, to get behind the wheel of a new car. But I'm haggling already. I'm trying to do as much as I can online via email. I'm definitely, you know, and I took the idea. I said, I'm calculating, you know, I know how much I want to spend monthly on the car. So I'm doing the work myself, and I calculated my monthly payment already, and I calculated how much the purchase price would be for the monthly payment I want. And then what always gets you, the best thing to do from what I think, from what I hear, what I've learned in the past, the best thing to do is when you go to the dealership, you don't tell them what you want to pay a month. That's how they get you. You just tell them, I want to pay blah 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 for the car. I want to pay $16,000, $17,000, whatever maybe for the car. That's my plan. You know, I want to deal on the price of the car, and I want to deal on the interest rate. Matter of fact, now, I don't have the best of credit, but I'll get a cosigner. You know what I mean? Mikey 129 says, Carlito, Europe has the Prius. It has the option to run gas, electric, or full electric. Well, that's cool. We have Priuses here in Florida, too, right? Actually, Athena's parents, they have a hybrid. Cool. They have a Highlander, a Toyota Highlander hybrid. It's really cool because the thing, like, when you start
Highlander.
It, you turn on the car, it doesn't sound... It sounds like you're sitting in a car that's not even turned on. Like, you can start moving the car, and it doesn't make any noise at all.
Oh, yeah.
It is the trippiest thing, dude. It is really...
It's
really, really wicked. Really, really wicked. Gatling 30 is saying
Sugar. You know, develop cars that are powerful enough to do what cars do, but just, you know, plug it into the wall, charge up, and go. Everybody's got electricity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Everyone has electricity. Everyone has wall sockets.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be worse on the environment?
I bet you don't be all doing all this weird stuff. Everyone has electricity.
It's probably more pollution if you did it that way. You know, because of the creating the electricity. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
You think so? How?
I do know that I saw the documentary about called Who Killed the Electric Car, where in California, I believe it was, they had GM made an electric car, and it was actually really popular, sold well, was a very good vehicle. Didn't have a very long range, but they were perfecting it to the point where it was going to have a pretty decent range. I think it only got like 26 miles on a full charge. But they were improving it, and then they took it off the market. You know, they just took it right off the market, apparently, and for no reason. I mean, they say that they couldn't have made a ton of money, but they decided not to, and the speculation is, you know, the oil companies and all that pressure GM to take their electric car off the market.
Yeah, exactly. No, because it was, they were pressured. But to get it now, I think it would be a different story.
Right. Hollywood Vanya.
It's all pressure now to be alternate fuels.
Hollywood Vanya's bringing up, he's asking me if I want the first season of The Shield on DVD.
The ultimate,
Alright. That'll never happen. Hollywood, I wish they had. Dude, that would be, you know, the most.
I would, because I've never really seen The Shield.
Well, the
I'd like to get into that.
Hydrogen.
I've never really seen it to get into it.
Look, man, hydrogen essentially is water. I mean, right? I mean, it comes. You can get hydrogen from water, right? I mean, basically, hydrogen is very plentiful. So we're getting there.
It's one third.
There you go.
Composition, chemical composition of water.
There you go. And I mean, and the planet is two thirds water, so do the math right there. We have 50% of the planet's water, or hydrogen or something. I don't know. Anyway, so Hollywood says, and he's bringing up something that
water.
We didn't get to talk about here in the last 2 weeks. The Shield, my favorite TV show of all time. I really think is the best show of all time. Did make its return two Tuesdays ago. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, and I said this before, if you've never seen The Shield, do yourself a favor, get the first season, get the second season. You rent yourself, go out and Netflix, download, buy, rent, Blockbuster, whatever it takes. The first season of The Shield. The first two episodes are kind of meh. After that, by the end of that first season, you're hooked. You're a Shield fan for life. And I've seen them all. I own them. Actually, Hollywood, I did actually go out and I bought every single season of The Shield, with the exception of the last season, season 6. I wasn't too happy. But the first two seasons, the first two episodes of this last season of The Shield have been awesome. I'm very happy with it. And from what I understand, they're only going to get better. So do yourself a favor. And that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can watch The Shield on FX. It's a shame the show is going away, but it's lived out its term. It's been on since 2001, I think. It started at the same time The Sopranos did. I think it started within a few weeks of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good run there.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. So there it is. Really briefly, I did want to mention we did have a death in the family here. I don't know if you guys heard about this. It didn't make
always like that.
You like deaths in the family?
I always thought that was a pretty good show. You know?
Yeah, that's good. You like Death in the Family? Hey, Don.
Death in the Family, that's a great show.
Don LaFontaine died 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you guys know who Don LaFontaine is, but he's the guy that did all the Hollywood movie trailer voices, you know?
Exciting right here on Mad Al's Don LaFontaine.
Yeah, that guy there, he died. He was a very talented individual. He's the guy that did all, you know, the voiceovers for movie trailers and stuff like that. You know, he was the movie voice. Very popular man. I think he was on a TV commercial once, too, that I saw for Geico or something like that. So, rest in peace, Don LaFontaine, 2 weeks ago. I mean, he's half rotten by now, but he's gone. That's it. Don LaFontaine. Or Don LaFontaine. I already said it.
The bottom of your grave will open up and move the GPS and look up your eyes.
In a world gone mad, Don LaFontaine has died. Brandon says The Shield is on regular TV. That's right, I have seen it in syndication. I don't know if they cut, you know, parts of it out, because there's some cursing in The Shield and some mild nudity and some sex scenes. Not, like, full out, because it's still on FX. It's not on HBO, but there's, I mean, they say shit and stuff like that in there. Or the S word.
Yeah, they butcher syndicated So they butcher those things to death.
Yeah.
I've seen Simpsons where it's butchered to death on some occasions.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true. They have taken parts for... and seemingly for no reason, they take out parts. You remember that show in the 90s on HBO? God, what was it called? There was this guy, and he lived his life, you know, whatever, and then it was always interspersed with, like, old clips of black and white TV shows. You know what I'm talking about?
Remote Control?
No.
Is it Remote Control? Or
that was MTV. That was the game show.
Yeah. But it was something like that.
Dream On. There we go. Piss Jug gets it. Gold right. Star for Piss Jug. Dream On. Yeah. They tried to bring that to Fox once. They were syndicating it on Fox in prime time. And they cut so much out of it. I was like, this sucks. I don't want to watch this crap, you know?
Yeah.
Dream On, he had sex in every episode of that show. Like, every episode had a sex scene, and it was an awesome...
The hottest girls he's banging in that show.
Yeah, right? I was in my teens back then, so that was like, you know... I think that was on Sunday nights, or...
That show.
Yeah, Dream On was a good show, man. I love that show. I almost forgot about that show. I wonder if that's on DVD. That's memories right there, man. Larry Sanders Show was good.
No idea. I haven't really thought about that show in a long time, but yeah.
Yeah. Ari Oak says, when I log into my router modem, which one is it, NAT, WAN, or LAN? NAT is your firewall. NAT is where you do your port forwarding. LAN would be your internal network, your 192.168.1. whatever network. That's your LAN, your local area network. And WAN is your wide area network. That would be basically your one connection that you have coming into your house. Your wide area network, that would be basically your master IP address that, you know, the rest of the world sees. So when you're logging into your router modem, I would suppose you would mean to say you're going to log into your LAN. And you would log into your gateway address, which is probably going to be 192.168.1.1. I'm not being paid for this, bitches. This is what I do at work, so... Brandon says 127.0.0.1, that's right, or 10.0.0.1. Depends on what class you're using. Alright, there it is, there you go. Local Area Networks 101 there for you folks, hope you enjoyed that. What else is big one? I had some more articles here, maybe we talked about Kanye. Oh, and one before we do some prank calls here, one last real quick story I wanted to mention. You know, we're big fans of RoboCop here, you know I'm a big fan of RoboCop, my favorite movie of the 80s, and... probably one of my favorite movies of all time, my guilty pleasure, the RoboCop series, except for RoboCop 3. But apparently, and I've called for this many times, and this is announced back in...
porn series, too.
Yeah, it was. This is announced back in July. There's a RoboCop remake finally coming out. It's about damn time. We've been long overdue for a RoboCop remake. 2010... The RoboCop. Apparently, the director of Requiem for a Dream is just about signed on to do this. So RoboCop is definitely back. It's going to be awesome. I might just get the old RoboCop movies and the TV show just to watch them before that comes out. Looking forward to that. So there we go. Let's do some prank calls, folks. That's what we're here for. If you want to call us tonight, you can. The toll-free line will be open. That's 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here tonight, toll-free, 1-888-278-8509. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can reach me here at Madhouse Radio. Again, my screen name tonight, I am logged in currently, Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And also, if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Once again, that's madhouse@live.com for MSN Messenger users. So there you go. No excuse not to get a hold of me. No excuse not to get involved tonight. Is the music too loud, folks? Let me know if I sound too loud or if the music is too loud or whatever it may be.
A little bit.
Is it really? Hang on, let me go in there and boost that down a little
bit. It's definitely hot.
Yeah.
There we go. That should be better. All right, there we go. Testing, testes. Okay, good. All right, so, everybody... prank calls. Lonesome Loser sent in a bunch of numbers. We got a working spoof card here. Let's get to it. We got the French Continental Restaurant. This one's in Little Rock, Arkansas. We also have, let's see what else. We got the Kim Son Chinese Vietnamese French Restaurant. God, that's a lot to say. That's a big that Chinese Vietnamese French. That's got to be some interesting food.
We got
Le Bistro French restaurant. Le
Belize. This is great, though.
Yeah? Well, I guess. I don't know.
It really is.
You know, I can't really say I've ever had French food. Like, you hear so much about French food, but what do they do other than pastries and stuff? What's a French other than the bread?
This little cream has a lot of cream in it.
Yeah, they love cream. Yeah.
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 Cream and escargot, the snails, you know.
And that cheese.
The snails, you know, and every movie, TV show, the cheese, too.
Yeah, man. All right, well, Zolar's God says they eat pigeon. Fried, oof.
Some snooty guy is serving it to you.
That is sick. That is sick.
Pigeon?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Pigeons are flying rats.
Quail and pigeon. And
that's
all.
Nasty. Why don't you just eat a rat?
Quail. That's not nice to say to them.
Well, pigeons are nasty. They're flying.
That's a
nice to say to rats. Leave rats out of it, man.
Shrimp and snail fried rice.
There you go. Ooh, yeah, there you go. Shrimp and snail fried rice. Well, we got a German restaurant here also. I was reading about Germany today on Wikipedia. Chippewa Inn, Blue Heron Bistro, Country Burgers, Wellington Pub, Peyton's Place, Kip's Restaurant. God, we got a lot of stuff here. Let's just get to it, all right? All right, so here we go. The French, we're going to call the Kim San Chinese Vietnamese French restaurant, which kind of makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, Vietnam was a colony of France. That's where that came from, and I guess China is next to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Is it Vietnam or Vietnam?
You've never had Vietnamese food?
You know, I never have.
Oh, whatever you want it to be. It's what it is.
My uncle was
not pure Republican.
It's not like Chinese food.
Or an old-timer, like a Texan.
Yeah.
You don't say Vietnam.
Yeah, my uncle was in the war, and he called it Vietnam. He says, Vietnam, not Vietnam, Vietnam. I always learned Vietnam. I don't know. But, no, I've never had Vietnamese food. There's a little Vietnam, a little Saigon. Here in Orlando, on the main road in downtown Orlando, there's a little section where it's all Vietnamese restaurants and stores and stuff like that. And they've got a few that are really highly recommended. And I know they do like these hot pots. Like they have these hot pots that they throw a bunch of stuff in, and that's like, I've heard good things, but I've never had it before. And then might want to check it out. Miranda, and she's the host of the Freaking Geek Show, which I used to make appearances on quite frequently. Can't anymore because of my working and my life schedule. And she's on. She's over at the. Oh God, what's that damn station? What was it called? WPRK, right? WPRK.
The damn station.
Rollins College.
Yeah, Rollins College. WPRK. She's on every Monday night, 1 to 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check that. They do stream online. They are a nerd slash tech slash, you know, our kind of crowd. They're on a weekly basis, Monday, really late. Be sure, and it's a good show. I would love to make appearances on that
really
show.
Really late.
I think it's WPRKDJ.com. They're on Monday nights, really late. So be sure to check them out. They're on Shoutcast as well. Be sure to throw some support over there to them.
It's DJ. Good show.
It is a good show.
I heard a few of them.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Try to get a better time for yourself. You're a better eyes.
You got to move up, get some seniority. You know what I'm saying?
No one's listening to you.
Yeah, she's saying she wants one of my.
Yeah, man, up a little bit.
I still owe her one of my. I did tell her a long time ago. I was going to give her one of the Madhouse CDs to play on there.
Where this Jackass CD? Okay.
You're playing on the air at 3 a.m. They won't know.
Fuck
play,
yeah.
The whole, play the whole thing to the censor. They
won't
know at
3
a.m.
Who cares, man? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Man, let's get out of here. Let's do a prank call. The Vietnamese, Chinese, French, Chinese restaurant.
Listen.
Coming up right now. Yeah.
Are you trying to get crazy?
I really think I forgot how to do my show. I forgot what buttons to push here. And jeez.
You prank call people.
Okay, gotcha.
Hello.
Hey, is this the French Chinese restaurant?
No, there's no Chinese restaurant here. This is an old number. Bye.
Well, hello, please don't hang up. Oh, man. Well, good work, lonesome loser.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Thanks for confirming that number, sir. Yo.
He confirmed it. It says right here, a woman answered.
Bye-bye now.
I'm going to call her back, as a matter of fact. Let's see if she picks up the second time. Sometimes they don't, you know. We'll try it.
Come on, answer, you bitch.
Hello?
Yes, can I have a number 9 with egg roll, please?
This is not a Chinese restaurant.
It says right here in my paper, this is confirmed. Woman answer Chinese, French, Vietnamese restaurant. Are you holding back on me because of my ethnicity? Well, I made her laugh.
At least someone's laughing at that prank call. You hear her? She's like, the plebeian is calling me for a number 9 with an egg roll. Whatever. Stupid one. She doesn't get mad. How are we going to have prank calls and people don't get mad?
Yeah.
Nunu's here. What's up, Nunu? How you doing?
I used to have the old number for a black college.
A black college?
People always ask for Muhammad.
Black college.
Yeah.
Muhammad,
yeah. We're talking right. Muhammad.
Milkman, have you ever had Vietnamese food? Well, you did, right? You lived in L.A. for a little while. I'm sure you hit up all those kind of restaurants over there, right? There's a whole bunch of different kind of food out there.
Oh, yeah, man. They got a little bit of everything out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I really prefer the Thai food's one of my favorites. Next to, you know, like the real Japanese.
Yeah, I did have Thai food for the first time about 2 years ago. I got turned on to it. Pad Thai and... They use a lot of milky stuff, you know what I mean? They got like the white kind of sauce. I like that. I like white stuff. White food.
They do put some of it in there. Some of it has it and some of it doesn't. They use this thing called fish sauce, which is really nice. It's like a fish like broth. And they also have this peanut butter type thing they use. It's really good with it. But my favorite is Tom Yong Kung. Not to be mixed up with Some Young Guy.
Some Young Guy.
It's actually pretty good shrimp soup. It's really hot.
Yeah, and breaking news here from Nunu. Actually, we're just finding out. Milkman's fat. I had no idea. There we go.
Yeah.
Look out for that, everybody. All right. Okay, Milkman.
A damn wanker.
We're all fat tonight.
He's a wanker.
All right, so instead of that, let's go ahead and call the Le Bistro French restaurant. This one is in Corvallis, Oregon. That's the state that I will never want to be able to say I live in Oregon. It just sounds so pubic.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah. All right, hang on, folks. We're going to do that.
Thank you for calling Le Bistro. May
I got
you?
A piece of bone in my chicken, and it hurt my tooth.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I specifically said that my teeth are allergic to bones.
Oh, dear.
Who's in charge of cutting the meat over there?
Quite a few skilled people in the kitchen.
I don't know how skilled they are if they did something like this. Are they accredited?
During a recent screening, we noticed an issue.
Oh, your fuck.
For your protection, please
help. Oh, no, they're here again. No.
Oh, God.
800-394.
No.
My shit.
Jesus, God, help me.
You gotta switch the new one.
That is the
new
one.
No.
I'm using the new one. They assured me this wouldn't happen anymore when I talked to them.
No, you are not.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Talk to them now.
Yeah.
That's great. Beautiful. Let's try it. I think their customer service is closed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I think they're honest.
For those of you who are just not knowing what we're talking about here.
No!
Whoever does know what we're talking about, we use the spoof card system, which is very good for prank calls. It lets us spoof our caller ID, gives us some anonymity. For the last 3 weeks at this point, something happens with the card where it just cuts us off when we need to talk to customer service to get it to work again. And Hollywood and I both were able to fix that, 2-3 weeks ago. Now it's happening again. So let's see. I doubt they're open now.
57 minutes remaining. To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls, press 2. To add minutes to your card, press 3. For customer service, press 0.
They're going to be closed. This is going to suck. I just bought this friggin' ass card.
I'm getting really tired of spoof card. Yeah, they're closed. Bullshit. God damn it. God damn it, damn it, damn it.
No information or anything or email with that?
No. Hollywood's sending me his number. I know he fixed his. Well, Hollywood, if we can use yours, man, I'll give you my PIN number. I just bought it today. It's got 57 minutes on it. Well, we can trade, all right, man? If that's okay with you, send me the high sign. Here is mine. He just sent me his. All right, cool. We'll trade. Me and Hollywood are going to trade card PIN number, so we should be okay for the night. All right, so we're gonna call instead. We're going to call the Rhinelander German.
Yes, we have screened him, too. We have screened Hollywood Virginia as well.
Yeah, they're going to screen all of us.
This time, customer service.
Yeah.
Next week.
All right, hang on, folks. We're calling a German restaurant now. Let's take it easier. Hang on.
Regarding your call.
It's going to take a little longer because I need to say the new PIN number in the speed dial. Give me a moment. We'll have the Germans on the line here, the Krauts. No offense, Germans out there. I want to apologize for offending all our German-American listeners and listeners in Germany. I'd like to apologize for the insensitivity of our action of my last words. We did kick your ass, though, twice. Rolling with Rush, Rush Town
Management. Check this out. Hey, talking over this death, don't make fun of Jen. I want to hear some of them
deaf rhymes. You know he's British. Together, we can get paid and paid and
full. No, he's not.
He's lying. He's embarrassed of being British, but he is. He's a fucking spy.
I talked to him the other day. He's going over to the dark side.
He's a liar. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to go to get a hole. I had a feeling that might have been a good prank call, too. That French one we just asked did. Oh, I got my voice changed. I haven't used to yet tonight. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I had a frog in my throat. Is this the German restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Do you have like, the, I'm sorry, I almost said bad thing. Do you have, like, the sausages there?
Yeah, we have sausages.
I'm sorry, what did you think I was going to say? I hit myself.
I don't know, you just said you were going to say something, so I was just imagining what you might say.
Well, I was reading a pamphlet about German food, and it had the W word in it. But it's not really, like, modeled after that. I mean, this is more like a sausage, right?
It's pretty close, yeah.
Really?
It's pretty scary.
Because my wife, she seems to think that I might be homosexual, kind of. And, I mean, it was just this, I had this conversation once, someone on this website, and I was just curious. I mean, I didn't do anything, but I did trade pictures, but she's always hounding me about this. And then the other day I was eating a hot dog, you know, like a Coney Island hot dog, and she's like, oh, you probably like it, don't you? You like it, huh? You like it. So, do manly men go in there and eat the,
all the time.
Germans are not into that kind of, I mean, I could go in there and not be ashamed in front of other men eat one of those things, right?
Oh.
Can I cut it with a knife? I mean, is that normal, or is there protocol we're supposed to eat it the long way, like a sword swallow? I mean,
once it's on your table, you could do whatever you want with it.
Okay, could I, perhaps, I mean, would it be bad if I, like, you know, like a sword swallower, he takes it, you know, all the way down to the back of the throat? I mean, it's nothing, I'm not trying to be phallic about it, I'm just maybe might practice, see if it hits the back of my throat. I've been working on the gag reflex.
Maybe you should cut it up into little pieces, son.
Okay. Would you think that'd be better? I should start small?
Yeah.
But there are men. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a man. Like, there's manly men out there, men's men that go down there and they eat the wieners and nothing. Like, yeah. No one makes assumptions or takes pictures.
They might. I don't know.
Well, maybe. I mean, are there manly men that go down there? I mean, big kind of, like.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do they have, like.
They might be into it. You know?
Yeah? Do any of them have, like,
pictures and stuff.
Like hairy arms and stuff?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like older gentlemen?
Sashes. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I might be interested in this. Could you put me down for three spaces, please?
Yeah, are all three of them you?
Yeah, for me. I'm a large gentleman.
That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what I want between me and you, when my wife calls, I'm not there. You don't know who I am.
Okay.
If anything, if she goes into the whole gay thing, then me and you are having an affair.
All right.
You know, me and you.
Yeah.
You know. Do you like to eat wieners?
All the time.
Really? How
all
many?
The time.
Have you ever?
I work in a German restaurant. Of course I do.
Have you ever played, you know, fight for the salami before with another girl? Do you know how to do that?
I think I have an idea.
Well, see, what you do, you and another girl, you get down on your knees, and a man stands in front of you, and then between the two of you, you fight for his attention. If you catch my grip.
I do.
Ma'am? Would you entertain that thought ever? I mean, I know maybe I'm coming a little forward with you, but since we've been having a sexual conversation since we started, I thought maybe I'd go for it.
I'm just wondering if, you know,
Are you wondering yet? It is, honey.
Are your friends
listen,
in the back?
No, there's no friends. No one's. It's just me and you. And I know what you're wondering, and it's true. It sounds like I have an 8-inch penis, and you're absolutely right. Yes, I do. That was what you're going to ask, right?
No.
Oh man, I would shave it for you if you'd like.
Horrible.
Would you like it hairy, or would you? Do you don't find it more appetizing if it's
okay?
How do you prefer your men? Does it really make it look bigger if it's shaved? Because I'm
no, it makes it look disgusting.
Oh, what about, like, do you want the big bush, though, or, like...
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets in your teeth and all that, sweetie.
That's fine.
So you must not shave down there either, huh?
Oh, God.
Tell me.
Okay, who are you going to call after I hang up on you?
Coming up next is the Chippewa Inn in Hayward, Wisconsin. A woman answered there at 10:10 p.m.
All right.
All right,
well, you have fun with that.
You're on 98.6 The Mouse, sweetie.
98.6. What?
You're on 98.6 The Mouth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I win.
Yes, no, bye. No, we don't have any prizes or anything like that. I was going to play the sound effect for you, stupid.
Oh, bitch, that was stupid anyway. God, man, I really have lost my game.
Yeah, that's cool. Sounds kind of hot.
If anybody has any suggestions as far as, you know, the vehicle I'm getting. I've been a Honda fan for a long time now. Fina and her family, they're Toyota fans. For the most part, the prices between the two are the same. A Corolla and a Civic are really in the same price range. I know they're both reliable vehicles. Is there anything, can anybody offer a bit of advice in choosing between a Toyota? I find Toyotas are uglier than Hondas. I see, yeah, BMW, yeah, already, right, yeah.
The Corolla.
Yeah. The Corolla.
They have a better maintenance record.
Yeah, but the Honda's like nice. They're nice looking cars, you know? Compared to the Corolla, the Toyota cars are, they look kind of like they're pregnant, you know? A Honda looks nice and sleek and Japanese.
Yeah, leaks oil and...
Gets in a car accident. Good point. Thank you, Tuck. Yeah. You know, right now I'm driving my dad's car, which he bought new in 1995. It's a 96 Toyota Corolla.
Uh-huh.
And it runs better than my Honda Accord was running like a few months ago. The AC is definitely better.
My car is about that old, yeah.
Yeah. Reclude's here. All right, Reclude, saving the day. Reclude.
What's going on, man?
Man, the Queen Mother is dead. Did you hear?
Nah, bitch.
What's going on, man?
She's still alive. Somewhere.
You're gonna dig her up and fuck her, aren't you?
Something like that.
How you doing, man? You sound a little surly tonight. What's going on?
Nah, I'm fucking. Had an interesting day. Really, I took fucking shrooms.
Oh, God.
Fucking this morning, because I'm all about the 9/11 shit, no, so I was, like, kind of dealing with that, so I fucking got up, and...
Wait a minute.
It was weird.
Wait a minute, Reckless. So you're all about the 9/11 shit, so you woke up and you took shrooms.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of get it out of my mind and shit.
Done with that.
Like, a lot of shit, so, but it was cool, so fucking, it worked out good.
That's good.
So I took fucking shrooms, and it was all great.
Yeah. How do you do it? Do you make a tea? Do you make a Kool-Aid? How do you do that? I never have.
Well, this one fucking broad was like, I don't know. She already had some shit somewhere. Like, she had fucking fudge or something. Like, I tried doing, I fucking hate it. I let other people do that shit.
Right.
Like, this is fucking hassle. It's just, I just let people make, I don't like buying them in, I don't like buying them, like, and having to, like, put them in shit. Like, I like buying them in candy. That's, like, the easiest way.
In candy?
Yeah, people made, that's what it is. The last couple times I had it, it was, like, this one was, like, fudge. It was, like, a thick piece of fudge, and it had a bunch of mushrooms in it.
Nice.
So I just drank it down with some shit real quick. It didn't taste bad. I didn't taste it at all.
Really? So,
but yeah, the shit was real nice.
Lasts a long time, right? Because you're kind of eating it, kind of stays in your system for a long ass time.
Yeah, it lasted several hours.
Okay, cool.
So I mean, it was on it,
man.
Fucking awesome, good
man.
Times.
Hey
man,
do you drive a car? Do you own a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you recommend a Honda over a Toyota? Like, if we're going to had to buy a new car this weekend, what would you recommend? Any idea?
I don't know. I owned a Honda. It was alright.
Yeah.
It did its job, and the parts are cheap for it. Shit, because there's so many of them.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm gonna
just
do.
Get one of them motherfuckers.
Just get whatever, as long as it gets you where you need to fucking go, right? We'll fucking care.
Yeah. Just get one of them. I mean, one of those two should be fine. I don't know how Toyota is, but I know them and Honda are better because you don't have to deal with a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, man. I got in that car accident. Got a check. And I'm going to, instead of fixing the car, I'm just going to get a new car, man. The car I have now, it's a 99. It's all old. It's leaking oil. I think it blew a head gasket. I think it's time, man. It's time to let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Get them motherfuckers up in there.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I'm sending you some numbers, all right? You see them?
Let's see here. Jesus Christ.
By the way, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Holy
shit. This is Reclude. Reclude's on the line here. Talented prank caller. And Madhouse VIP, I know you all know who he is. I actually had one of your prank calls on deck to play tonight in the break, man. You didn't even know. Did you?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
That one, the Queen Mother's Dead, we haven't played it in about a few months now.
Oh, sweet, man. Sweet. Yeah, dude, I made one of the best pranks ever, but I was so fucked up I didn't record it.
Dude.
It was fucking great. I do that a lot because I get the inspiration, but it's like such a hassle to hook up around here because I have to disconnect all this shit. It's just a fucking bit. I wish I had a simple way to do it.
Spoof card, but man. Anyway, does it right for you. That's why.
But anyway, so he called up, dude. It was fucking classic, dude. We called him. Like, Kinko's, I pranked him so much. He got so pissed off.
Yeah, you got a thing
like,
for Kinko's.
Yeah. What?
You got a thing for Kinko's, don't you? You prank them a lot.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Here's why they're perfect prank.
Right.
Like, number one, the ones I call are open 24 hours a day.
Okay.
And that's convenience.
Right.
Now, they're a little bit smarter than somebody you get, like, Waffle House, or one of those dumbass fucking places, right? In a bar, nobody wants to talk to you. Everybody automatically assumes you're fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
So Kinko's is just not one of those places that can, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean, now they're probably going to never answer any fucking phone calls.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, they're
because,
like, this guy
because of my stupid ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So what it is, and I'll even throw you one of them numbers, actually, because that shit's pretty good. Do we call those?
Yeah.
It's over, dude. All right, so here's what I did, right? Because I keep on, my mind's always going on this 9/11 shit last couple of days. So I called them up and told them that, that fucking, like, I acted like this guy, like this Jewish gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
I called up and I was like, I told them they give me lopsided business cards, and then the fucking clerk told me that the Jews did World Trade Center.
He did that? He said that?
What?
The clerk? That you said it.
No,
said
I just made this shit up.
I thought he said that. I
was like, that son of a bitch, he made that shit up. The fucking Jews did. Building 7, do you honestly think that Building 7 was done by my people? That's bullshit. I'm not gonna. And I had her so fucking angry, dude. I was like, a couple of just. So I don't know. Let's try to do that tonight. Actually, I want to do the same prayer. I'm gonna try, even though it's not gonna be the same. But that's what we need to do.
Okay.
That's what we need to do. Let me get you enough because I mean, you can call those all night, and nobody gives a fuck because they're all. And plus, the people they hire that do the late shifts are always like weird ass.
Yeah, like losers. Yeah, I know. They're like just pushing paper all day and shit, you know?
Yeah, I remember this. There's this one motherfucker when I was in Akron, Ohio. Like, he was such a fucking cocksucker. And then I seen his ass at a bar playing with a band, dude. I just did nothing but heckle his stupid ass.
Oh my god! Dude.
I just kept on yelling, "Kinko's, Kinko's, yeah, man, Kinko's rocks." The guy was like fucking pissed.
Oh man!
Ruined his whole show.
Cause the whole Kinko's thing. Good man. Good. Ruined that.
It's
shit.
Funny, but here's let me do this to you. I think in the meantime, well, let me just do this for you. Here's this. Here's the one real easy number, and then there's one more.
Oh, that is an easy number. Look at that. I love those.
Yeah,
easy
it's
numbers.
Fucking. That's another thing. They always have easy number. Here's another one. Oh, this one's actually even easier.
Yeah.
This one I'm about to send you. These two, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know what's funny is they're fucking. They just you can get away with anything with these motherfuckers, dude. They're so dumb at night. I just and I always give them like the other like if like they ask for a number, I'll give them like the other store's number.
I never
they
seen
must
it,
call each other.
I've never seen a number that's all zeros at the end. That's the first time.
Yeah, it's them fucking. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't call them. Maybe they're fucking. Yeah. They got tracers.
Yeah, we'll say what's up. Lara is going to be leaving. Hey, bye, Lara. Nice to see you. Bye, honey girl, sweetie. Yeah.
Who's that broad?
She's just some lady. She's usually on cam, not on the cam now, but she's chatting with us. She's heading out.
So, on the cam, huh?
Yeah. There's a girl on cam. She's going to Syndicate, man. Check out the girl on cam, Fairy. She's over there playing with her hair, eating lollipops live on the cam. Telling
oh,
you.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's going to eat a banana later, too. That's always fun. Banana eating ladies. Yeah, man. Reckless, you know what I mean, right? When you see a woman eating banana, you take notice, right? Eating a
well, yeah, it depends who. If it's a fog, I'd look away, but...
Oh, nice looking.
Broad, yeah.
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, man, I'm telling you, we was doing the wedding planning, man. I got big plans for a nice bachelor party. We got to make it happen. You're definitely invited if you can make the trip. It's going to be in Pennsylvania in May. End of May. I think there's a lot of Syndicate listeners who live near Pennsylvania or around there. Maybe we can do a big get-together or something like that. It'd be kind of cool.
Oh, sweet.
Get the
yeah, he's all coming.
Milkman's in a wedding. I know that. He's actually going to be in it. I know the Dead's going to come. DTT's going to come. Zolar and Lego said in the past that they want to come. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot. There's a lot of people who said they're going to come. So,
Lonesome Loser
is going to be there too. As a matter of fact, he lives in Philadelphia. That's where I'm sorry to blow up a spot. He lives in Pennsylvania, where we're going to do the show. We're going to do this big bachelor party show on a Friday or Saturday or something like that. So,
so is it like what part is it by Philadelphia? Where are you going to?
Well, the wedding is going to be like in the Lancaster area, like the Amish country kind of area. But the party, the show is probably going to be in Philly. Because it didn't...
Okay, so Philadelphia. Yeah, that dude... Fuck yeah. I'll see what I get. I mean, by May, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to be at, but I'll try. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I might be in fucking Europe. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
But yeah, if I'm around, I'll definitely...
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely hang through on that.
Yeah, we're going to get a banana show going on for that. That's going to be awesome. Girl making the banana disappear.
Banana.
You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
You know you'd want... You know you pay money to see a banana show.
Interesting you should say that.
Oh, you've done it.
All right, real quick story.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I took a trip to Amsterdam when I was in the military.
Okay.
Which sucks because I couldn't do any fucking drugs at all.
Wow.
Whatsoever. So that fucking blew.
Did they check? Do they piss test you regularly for that shit when you're in the army?
Dude, the fucking. I was in the fire department of all fucking places.
The brigade.
And the fire chief fucking told me he thought I was, like, on drugs or some shit because I was acting all crazy.
Right.
And he said, and I was like, dude, I told him, I was like, dude, if you think I'm fucking taking drugs, why don't you give me a piss test? And he goes, I'll tell you what, he goes, if I thought you were fucking doing drugs, you were already taking the fucking piss test.
She
was like, Max could do it. As soon as he was like, yeah, he goes, enjoy your trip to Amsterdam, what kind of shit are you going to do there? I'm like, I don't know, just fucking vacation.
Yeah, right.
So anyways, as soon as I got back, dude, they fucking...
Did it really?
Cocksuckers. Yeah, dude, they don't tell you. Dude, the military ones are like, they pretty much pick you up.
Oh, man.
Like, you don't have time to drink shit. You don't have time. I mean, and then, like, if you have weed in your system, dude, they'll fucking court-martial you.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And it's, so anyway, in Amsterdam, we went to this place called the Banana Bar.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was a little more than, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit, a girl eating a banana doesn't really turn my head because of what I've seen.
Oh man, what's a banana?
Well, what do you think? It fucking broad, I tell you what though, it sounds crazy. But there was one of the hottest broads I've ever seen in my entire life in there, and it just disgusted me. And I was, I mean, I'm telling you, like, in these broads, I fucking got pissed off and yelled at one. I'm like, you fucking dumb bitches. I was, like, so pissed off, because I couldn't get high at all. It was still a great city.
Yeah.
It still actually was sober, dude. I had a great time, though, except for that. That pissed me off, because they put you, you got to pay. Like, they have these weird little things where they get tourists. Like, you have to pay to get in the bar.
Okay.
And you only have a certain amount of time, and then they ring the bell, and you have to leave or some shit. It's really weird, dude.
That's
anyways, there's these girls fucking putting bananas in their cunt and shit, and fucking, dude, it was fucking nuts.
Wow, man.
And I was like, and then they wanted me to pay them and buy, like, a postcard. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not buying you goddamn postcard. This is bullshit.
For that shit, yeah, what's the point?
Fucking, they were like, the girl didn't know what to say. I was like, just don't fucking talk to me. How about
yeah.
that?
I'd be pretty pissed off if I had to go to Amsterdam and I couldn't do any weed or shrooms or nothing like that. I'd be, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had to go to a cafe to see it. And I just went off on this fucking kid. It was my bad, I mean, but I just went off on the motherfucker because he was all like, ooh, hi. And she was like, get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, bullshit.
Motherfucker,
man.
Sitting there having like a whiskey or some shit, and I had this cocksucker all fucking high, like, ooh, look at me.
And the shit is, I hear they're getting rid of the cafes and all that stuff over there anyway. They're all going away. Eventually, slowly but surely, they said they're trying to push them out of there. They're making little rules here and there. You can't smoke and have food, and you can't have smoked and clothes, and all this shit, yeah. So
that's really weird because you know what it is, the fucking neighboring fucking country. That's gonna piss me off, dude. Because I fucking wanted to go back over there.
Yeah.
So now fuck that place.
We gotta do it now.
Tourism's gonna go down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, what's the point? But from what I hear, Amsterdam is actually like outside of the tourist area. It's pretty shady. I understand. They make it sound all good and this and that, but when you get outside of the tourist area, they say it's pretty crappy.
Really?
Yeah, so someone was telling me that they went to Amsterdam once and they strayed off the beaten path out of the red district and all that, and the red light district, and it was kind of freaky, they said.
Dude.
There's a lot of Africans there and stuff like that, apparently.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
See, you have to get with a broad. That's what I did, man. As soon as I got off the fucking train, I saw these two broads, and they were coming from a fucking carnival up in Rotterdam, another city up there.
Right.
And man, them broads were great. They took me to their fucking hometown, and we sat there, had a beer. It was nice, dude. Right off the, I got fucking lost on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, like, Amsterdam and the airport are really close, and I took it the opposite way, so I was going across the countryside. I'm looking out, and I see these fucking windmills and shit.
Oh, sweet.
I'm like, where the fuck am I at? And I get off, and these two broads are like, oh, they just adopt me and shit. It was fucking badass.
That's nice. Cool.
So they took me to different places in town. It was like shit I probably normally wouldn't have seen.
Yeah, cool.
You know, oh, dude, it was good to see fucking Recklude. Anywhere he goes, he gets crazy shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Crazy shit happens.
Yeah.
It's always an adventure.
Living the dream, man. Alright,
cool.
So. Alright, let's call, which one do you want to call? The first one or the second one?
It doesn't matter, dude. They're both gold.
Alright, we're going to call the one in Columbus, alright? FedEx Kinko's coming up, everybody. This is Recklude here, and we're going to do a thing.
Alright.
FedEx Kinko's is now FedEx office. This is Robin. How may I help you?
Wait a minute. What was that?
FedEx Kinko's?
Have I got the right place?
I don't know. Are you calling FedEx Kinko's?
Are you guys over here off, what is it, Kenny Road?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got a problem.
Okay.
I got a huge issue.
Okay.
All right, so I got a problem. Who do you got working in the daytime over there as far as management goes?
Well, there's a couple assistant managers, and then there's a store manager, but...
Yeah, you got some African-American fella work during the daytime over there?
I'm sorry?
You got some African-American, maybe a little bit Asian, working on there in the daytime?
No.
Okay, it might be the wrong store then. But anyway, I do have a concern or two. Because I seem to have a problem with you and your people and anti-Semitic remarks.
Okay,
Well, I can give you the number to our corporate office, and you can.
No, no, we're going to handle it tonight because I got some printing I need done. We're going to work out a deal because that's another thing is they smeared that color. I had a couple pictures. I took some glamour shots. That's what I do for a living. I'm a photographer. I took some glamour shots, and they smeared the color, and that's what I had done on Kenny Road.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to bring them in a little bit. Coming from down from Grove City, so I'm gonna bring them up and we'll just get some new ones. I'll show you where it's smeared. Some it looks
okay,
like
yeah,
it's
you can place a new order for that.
Okay,
if
so pretty much,
sir. If there's
yeah,
a
we're gonna get some new ones,
sir. If there is a problem with the print job that we did, we can get a hold of the manager tomorrow.
No. These are listen. Let me tell you what's going on. There's
okay.
a convention tomorrow at the Hyatt. Start tomorrow, running all weekend, and it's plus size models. And basically, I got a bunch of prints there, and they done smeared. So we're gonna need to do. I ain't got some time tomorrow. We got
to
get up early,
okay,
get down there,
to,
and get the.
I understand,
you know what I'm saying?
But you'll
get
have
the
to
stand
wait to
set
speak
up.
To a manager, sir.
Well, Lord, no, I got to get down there tonight. I mean, we got to figure something
okay.
out because
well,
I mean, them are smeared. Do you
okay.
understand?
You can come in and place a new order tonight, but unfortunately we
I ain't paying
tomorrow.
For that. I mean, I'll go back.
Okay,
I used,
then the other
I used to do that in school.
Come tomorrow and speak with
I
manager.
Used to do that in school. I mean, I can go back there. It ain't that hard. I mean, hell. I know I need them things tonight, and I don't need to pay a dollar for them because y'all smeared them.
Okay,
I didn't
but you'll
put
have
right
to speak to a
them.
Manager about that, sir.
What do y'all use, them inkjet printers down there? Because it,
we do.
I laser printers, I ain't supposed to smear like that, are they?
They don't. We do not use inkjet printers.
Okay, well, say you got a glossy, because we got, like, you know, 8x10s, and that's what we're selling. And it was the model Lucy. And like I said, these are plus-size models, and the left side bottom smeared.
Okay.
All right. So that's what we got right there.
Okay.
Well, the other problem was one of them was Jewish. Somebody made a comment about that down there. I don't appreciate that either. And that's why,
okay,
I mean,
we'll
just get the free smears.
About that tomorrow, if you'd like.
No, Lord, no. We're going to take care of this tonight. I mean, I can't deal with
this
another
take
day.
Care of this tonight. We need to speak to a manager about this situation.
No, I'll tell you what. I mean, nobody going to sit there and talk about that to my models.
Okay, sir.
You know what that person said? It was somebody in the afternoon. You know what they said to my, said about me something about, and especially being 9/11, I don't appreciate that done. That's another thing. So I say the least I can get. I mean, I know I'm going to get some money out of it. I know I'm going to get some money out of it. But I tell you what, is that what's going to happen is right now I'm just getting those prints. That's it. And I ain't paying a dime for them. I'll come down there.
Sir, if
I'll
you
show
want
you.
To get those prints done,
smeared.
You'll either have to pay for them or wait until tomorrow when you can speak with a manager.
Do
right
you know
now,
what
I don't
that
have
person
the authority.
Said? Do you know what that person
that,
said?
I'm sorry, I don't know what they said, but that's irrelevant.
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you what they said. It's horrible, terrible. I never heard
no
person
I would
talk
not like to
that.
Hear that, sir. I
well,
would not like to hear
it
that.
It doesn't matter, because I heard it. You know, I wouldn't like to hear it either. I didn't, I you know, if I would have had to do it again, you know, I would have. I would not like to hear, but I guess there's nothing I could do because I didn't ask the guy to say something. He just took one look at her and said, Building 7. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, them people are responsible for Building 7. Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, but if you call and speak with our manager, he can fix that situation.
Building 7, you know what? I
if
looked
there's
it up
anything
on
else I can do for you.
All right, I'll
let
tell you.
Know.
There's something you can do for me. I got to ask you a price on something.
Okay, for what?
He told me Building 7, and that I looked it up on the internet, and that was World Trade Center.
That has nothing
so
to do with
he basically said my model, her race, had to do something with the World
sir.
Trade Center. Being, and I don't appreciate that none. That's
okay.
horrible. That's terrible. I don't
okay,
know where you
sir,
people
I
get off saying
I can't do anything about
that
like situation
that.
For you.
So I'm going to hang up now because I can't do anything about
it. No, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get a lawyer down there. My pictures are smeared.
Okay, and you can call back tomorrow.
I'll come right down there. I'll show you. I ain't lying. I'll show you. Looked like maybe
you
used the wrong kind of ink or something. It just slid right off. I don't know what kind of work y'all do down there.
Sir, you can speak to a manager about tomorrow.
But building 7
is... Would you listen to me?
Huh?
There's nothing I can do about this right now. You'll have to speak to a manager.
Well, you just write it on one of them receipts there. Give them a rain check or something. I got to get in there. That stuff is smeared. I got a convention tomorrow. I got to set up a stand early in the
morning.
What time tomorrow morning?
8 a.m.
Oh, Lord. That ain't going to work. I have to get up at 7:30.
Okay. Well,
be down there.
If I'm wrong,
down there by
high,
runner. One of them models come down there. I'm not sure.
Okay, sir.
We're going to have a photo booth down there, so I might need to run to get some supplies. That's all the way downtown. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do about that. But I tell you what, I don't appreciate that building 7 none.
All right, sir.
Because it wasn't their fault.
Now, if there's nothing else,
I'll tell you who it was. It was that Osama.
Okay.
It was that Osama.
Okay, sir.
Responsible
Goodbye.
For all that stuff. I mean, that wasn't my models as Jews or not.
She's gone. That's funny. Did you just stay and say you would hang up?
Well, the craziest people come in and call
Honestly, like, I kind of want to call back again.
The best part is the fact that she's like, you're like, she said something. He said something really nasty. You want to hear what it was?
She's like, no, I don't want to hear it.
Really dumb.
Building 7.
That's all it was. You know what he said? Building 7. And I looked it up. That was that World Trade Center. Oh, man. It worked real good, man.
It was such a dumb fucking premise, but it was funny, dude.
She was just a dope.
There's a plus size. Those people are so dumb. I think I don't know. I kind of, maybe she knew and she was just...
No, that sounds like a legitimate
just in case
call you get a kick of.
It doesn't matter. It's fun.
Yeah, I get weird
calls.
Let's
call the other one.
Yeah, let's call the other one. All right, this one...
And then we should... but we could tie the two together because this is across town. Like, this is, I mean, it's not too far, but I'll just start calling and talking about, God, do you remember that girl's name?
The one we just talked to now?
God, fuck.
I know.
Anybody in the audience remember that fucking
if you remember what
name?
That lady's name, someone let us know. Yeah.
God, and the next, let me look at the chat room for a little bit, dude.
Yeah, maybe
if we got that, then I'm going to call up.
And complain.
Yeah, I'm like, I talked to this goddamn bitch over her. I tell you what.
She said building 7. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Sarah says call back and hang up. I bet she'll answer. Yeah, of course she's gonna answer.
Yeah.
We should call back. I'm just gonna and I'll call it. Then we'll call it. Dude, here's an idea. Right. We should call back, get her name, and be like, "Well, I'll import your ass. Goodbye." And then just hang up.
Well, I'll
and then
get
call
it.
The other Kinkos.
Yeah, she won't know my number. I'll spoof it as a different number, and she won't know my voice. So I'll ask her. I'm like, who's this? And if it's someone else, say, who's that lady who just picked up the phone over there? They'll tell me. Don't worry about it, man.
Okay, and then spoof, let me give you a number to spoof here.
All right.
Some cocksucker.
Well, we can spoof as a store. We can spoof at the other store, too.
You can do it as the other there you go.
There we go. All right, hang on. Let's try that. Let's see. We'll get the name, and then we'll call the other place. Approach control, this is 7-0-2-8-1-1-1.
FedEx Kinko's is now in FedEx office. This is Robin. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. Is this Robin?
Yes.
Robin, did I leave my USB drive over there?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Where
did you leave it here?
It looks like a USB drive. It's small, and on the one end, it has this light, and on the top, it says SanDisk. And on the other end, it has this thing, and you put it in the USB, and it goes boop, boop, and then it goes in, and then the files go from the drive. And
yes, okay.
You put them in the computer.
So what color is it, and where did you leave it, and when?
And then I left click like this, and then it comes on the screen, and then you make the file. The printer goes in this, like this,
sir?
The paper. I make the paper come out. Who is this?
This is Robin. When did you leave this jump drive here?
Maybe earlier today, I don't know.
Okay, and what color is it primarily, and what
maybe,
size is, it? Is
maybe it's white.
Maybe it's white?
Yeah. Do you have anything in the lost and found?
That's possible, but
that's it. That's mine. That's mine. That's the one that the guy said. That's mine. The one. Yeah, that's my USB drive. Give it to me.
What one?
The one that I
lost. I don't know. I haven't looked in lost and found yet. I need to know these things.
Do you have the combination to the USB drive box?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a combination to the USB?
The combination to the USB drive box?
Yes. Where you put the USB drives that people forgot and that you people keep, and then you sell them again in the new
package.
Okay,
so what color is your jump drive?
It's white, maybe. White, yeah.
It's maybe or no. Is it black? Is it white? Is it red? Is it blue? What color is it? And I need to know what size it is.
What color you have? Maybe it's white.
No. I'm sorry, sir. That's not the way it works, because there are many people that leave their jump drives here on accident.
Huh?
And we only go by what they tell us it looks like.
Well, I need...
Because if I say it looks like this, you say, oh, yeah, that's mine. And it could not be yours.
Do you understand? I need, like, a 1 gigabyte drive.
You need one, or you have one that's lost?
Well, it's lost. I need it back.
Okay. Well, you can come in, because we have several.
That's mine. That's mine. Give it now.
Sir, you can come in and take a look at.
No, you need to give. Did you find? You tell me yes or no.
We have several jump drives.
You have all. You have several of my jump drives. Okay, I want to come, and I would like you to give me my USB drives.
Okay, you can come in and tell us you have your jump drive while
I'm
here, and then we'll give it to you. Okay.
Pamela. Hello, Pamela. Her name is Robin. We got her name good. That was kind of
funny. Yeah, I already forgot. I was like,
Robin.
Fuck.
It's Robin.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I remembered Robin. And
Robin.
She's
like a new weekly target.
Yeah. She's a trip, man. She just falls right in for it, doesn't she?
Listen, Robin, I'm going to come down there.
I'm going to get my...
You have no idea. I'm a gay man, but I tell you what.
I go straight.
I like them tits you've got.
You get those big knockers.
I like them tits. You're working all night. I'm going to be down there. Trust me.
Who did the prank about the knockers? Was that you?
Maybe.
I think you did a prank where you like called about, you know, the woman with the knockers, and the guy's like,
yeah,
oh,
that was me.
It was you at the hotel. That's right. The guy, the British guy.
Give me the girl with the biggest triple D. Something like that.
That's it, yeah. You got a little upset. All right. FedEx Kinko's in Westerville, Ohio. Hang on. Let's play that Dr. Dre song in here. Don't go anywhere.
FedEx Kinko's is now FedEx Office. This is Laura. How may I help you?
I'm dealing with an issue that your people caused me.
Okay.
Hello?
Would you like to tell
me? Y'all up there. What's that?
What issue, sir?
All right, well, here's what happened. Y'all up over 270 right there, 270 Cleveland Avenue. Alright, well, I stopped by for a print job.
During a recent screening, we noticed an issue regarding your account.
Are you
for
fucking kidding me?
Please have your PIN ready and contact...
Oh, shit.
No, we are not.
I used the wrong PIN number. I used the wrong PIN number.
Every time.
What did she hear?
Well, she heard that, but then it just cuts it off. Yeah, that's been happening with my spoof cards. Let me call it again. Just tell her you got cut off an accident, alright?
I can't even log into mine. I can't remember that. It just won't let me. It's weird.
Really? They've been messing up lately. Shit. All right.
And I emailed them. I didn't fucking respond.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes. Yeah, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to call it again. Damn it. That's my fault. Right. My bad. I used
No problem.
took the flame to the killer, nigga. Worldwide homicide mob figure.
I got news too to tell you all about. I haven't talked about it yet, but some pretty interesting news about what else, a lot has happened since the last show we did. Nothing bad, nothing good. Making bitches be bitches. Oh, that's pretty bad, actually.
Thanks for calling FedEx office. This is Carly. How may I help you?
Hey, what's going on? What happened with the phones?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, do you hear me at all?
Okay, what the shit is going on, man?
That's weird.
Oh, fuck. Let me try it again. It was a good
call, a different one.
Yeah, I guess so. No, this line is breaking up for some reason.
Yeah, that was
place
weird.
A call.
Let me try to dial it again. This spoof card. I'm gonna have to find another spoof card. There's another one out there called Spooftel. I think I might switch to them because this one here's been sucking.
Oh, that's the one I use Spooftel all the time. They're
yeah?
great.
I'm going to start using them because this spoof card things are messing up a lot lately.
No, Spooftel is great. I use that about a billion times. It's really... The only thing you got to do is you got to wait till she's done talking to put in the numbers or it won't work.
No, that's annoying.
On Spooftel, it's really weird. But yeah. Other than that, it's like beautiful.
Beautiful? Cool. I'm going to look into it. I'm getting tired of the spoof card people. Hang on.
Knowledge of beginning till I finish this song, cause the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. You sweat as you step, about to get hype. Or should you just listen to the man on the mic?
This is the head style. It's hard to breathe. FedEx Kinko's is now FedEx office. This is Zora. How may I help you?
Hello. You got the phones fixed over there yet?
I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. What's going on with the phones over there?
I'm not sure. You're the one that I was speaking to when the phone went dead, is that
Yeah, things keep on happening. I mean, and that's kind of strange, coincidental.
What do you mean?
I mean, due to what's been happening with your company.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me about it?
Okay, wonderful. Well, all right, here's the problem. I was in there one afternoon a couple days ago, and I was just, because I've been busy like crazy preparing for this convention in town.
Okay.
And it's basically a plus-size model deal where I was making a bunch of 8x10s. And, well, the guy kind of, you know what I'm saying, the guy, I was afraid he'd have an issue with it, and he didn't, you know, so we went and printed them off. Now, the problem is, I put them in the case, and they smeared a little bit. And, I mean, there's a bigger problem. I'll just go ahead and say that right after we deal with this. But, I mean, there's a really offensive problem that I dealt with. But, so basically what I'm going to do is, because I've been working like crazy, I got to come down there now and take care of this, because we got to get up early, 7:30, be down at the Hyatt down downtown there, and set up a stand, and we're going to be selling photos, and that's why, I mean, that's the main reason I'm down there. We got a couple models taking pictures, one of them saying, but basically we need them prints, and they done smeared.
Okay, our inks don't smear. We don't use ink. We use toner, so they should not have smeared. But bring one in,
okay.
Maybe we can take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll show them to you. I mean, it was done at a Kinko's. I mean, it just looks like it smeared. Maybe it didn't print right or something. I don't know what happened to it. But
our store?
Yes.
Okay.
Why, sure.
Okay, well, bring it
8x10s, but here's, well, there's a deeper issue, though. See, this is just the first issue. And I tried to call over to the other store and take care of it because I didn't know there was going to be a manager over there and stuff. But I talked to somebody over at the other store named Robin over that works over at Kenny Road. And I tell you what, if somebody said something real offensive about one of my models, I don't appreciate news. I mean, I'm going to have to call and talk to the corporate officer. Right now, I just need some prints so we can handle this, you know, the fastest way possible. But we're going to have to talk to a management or something. You got any manager in there?
Well, actually, I'm an assistant manager.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I can tell you all about it then.
Okay.
I was in there. There's this one guy. He looked like a college kid. And basically, I was kind of going fat. What's that?
What time of day were you in?
Oh, geez, Lord. maybe
like
afternoon or early evening or
so
something like
that. The name of the person that was helping you?
No, I was kind of in a rush and just trying to get stuff. I just dropped it off. I had one of my models help me, and basically I think she took care of it. I can't remember when, but basically when I gave him the pictures, I think I dropped it off. Somebody else picked it up. I can't remember. I was in a hurry. I had to get them pictures. I had to get all sorts of stuff. But basically what happened was, and he started getting offensive. He seen my models, you know. I thought he was going to, because they kind of, I mean, they're not nude photos, you know, but they're kind of, you know, they got lingerie on and stuff. I just want to make sure it was okay. He said, yeah, that's fine. And then he took to one of the pictures, and he made some, because one of my models is actually Jewish, and he made some comments about that.
What type of comments? And how did
Well, some anti-Semitic remarks. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, I wish he just would have said something, you know, like a word or one. I'd still be angry, but he said something a little deeper than that.
Well, how would we know that the person in the picture was Jewish?
Oh, she has that. Well, actually, she had a little Star of David down there. That's why. She has it by it next to her name. Like on the pictures, you know how every model's got a little bit of title. So she had it right next to her name, a little blueprint right there. But anyways, he was like, yeah, I said, yeah, she's a beauty, ain't she? And he said something like, Building 7. And I was like, I thought about it. I was like, well, I came back to the counter and said, what do you mean, Building 7? You know what Building 7 is, ma'am?
No, I have no idea what you're...
Building 7. I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, he goes, you know 9/11? I said, yeah. He goes, well, that was what them people caused.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he said, it's World Trade Center building collapsed. The Building 7 collapsed, and he said, and he tried to explain something to me, and he told me this conspiracy theory nonsense.
And
I said, look, buddy. I was like, she didn't have nothing to do with it, neither did her family. And you better not call it no more.
Okay, and you don't know who you were talking to?
Oh, he's a brunette kid, I think. I just came in real fast.
Okay. And how many days ago you came in?
Oh, it was about 3 or 4.
Okay, so
I think I was, because I've been going nuts over this stuff, and I thought everything was done, and that's why I looked at my stuff.
Okay, did you come in over the weekend or during the week?
Oh, no, I came in probably, I think, Monday or Tuesday, maybe, actually, because it had to be a weekday. I didn't come in a weekend, but because I do the business hours thing. I ain't messing around on the weekends. But, yes. So he said, I couldn't believe he said that. I said, we got a, I said, I just want to make sure I heard what he said. He said, yeah, he said, you ever seen there's a film called Loose Change. It's on the internet. And it's one of them crazy people, them conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. He told me, he said, them people caused the Building 7 to fall. Because there was gold underneath it or something. He was telling me all sorts of stuff. I said, buddy, you better not be talking to me like that.
Okay.
So that's what the deal is. I mean,
did that have to do with the pictures of the models? I'm confused. So he was
no, because he tried to say them Jews did it. She was Jewish, and he tried to say, well, them Jews did World Trade Center. And I said,
okay,
well,
so you're saying you came in with...
By God, they were Muslims. They were Arabs.
Okay.
That didn't have nothing to do with it. I don't know why he saw that Star of David. He just came out. He's racist. Anti-Semitic, and he started going off about the basement and the Jews and gold under the World Trade Center. He told me all sorts of stuff. I said, buddy, I was like, I don't want to hear that sort of stuff. Number one, I'm in a hurry, and number two, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate that none.
I'll check into that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be in there tonight, though, so what's going on is I'll be in there tonight. We got to get them prints taken care of. They done smeared.
All right. Well,
so, wait a minute. You say you're the assistant manager?
Mm-hmm.
And why would you hire somebody like that?
Well,
don't you have no screening process down there just to let anybody hire you, all them racist people down there? I heard stories about people being racist and stuff in there too, but I didn't think anything of it till it happened to me. So I'm kind of wondering what kind of people, what kind of people you got working down there. It's over there. It's over on that goddamn Kenny Road too. I mean, shit. Had a black model, and they talked to her the same way. Didn't treat her right. And treat her right now, and she was dark skinned too. I didn't mind it. I don't care, but you know, they just, I can't deal with that racism. What?
Your name?
Yeah, my name is Vance.
Hey.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Vance Johnson.
Okay, and what's your phone number, sir?
All right, phone number is 614.
Uh-huh.
326.
Okay.
6000. That's my cell number. That's my cell number.
So
what's
that's,
that?
That's the phone number of one of our Kinko's locations.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Our Kenny Road location is 326-6000.
I'll be damned. No. That's never mind. That's not what I'm talking about. No, here's the number. It's 614.
Okay.
855.
Mm-hmm.
5242.
Okay.
All right, that's it right there. That's my cell phone number.
Okay. And what would you like me to do about this issue?
Well, I'm pretty much going to come over there. I'm going to call a police report. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I need to get them prints right now. We'll deal with that later, but I mean, I'm about fighting fuss about this yet. I don't appreciate it, none. I mean, I got offended. I tried to call, what the hell's her name, Robin over there, and she got huffy with me. So, yeah. So that's all. I'll be down there. I might have to, I mean, if I gotta go crazy in there, I will. I mean, I'm going to use that shit for free. I ain't messing around at this point.
I would appreciate it if you would not use the four-letter words, okay?
What four-letter words?
Well, the one that you just used. We'd be glad to come and help you with
that. What was that? I don't even remember where. You guys got me so mad. I'm going to come up there. I'm going to work all that equipment up there. If it don't work, I'm going to get angry. I might have to get one of them computers and get it running. Because,
well,
I mean, I'll get my models up there, too, because I ain't putting up with that stuff, none.
And neither will we. So if you want to come in, we'd be glad to assist you.
So I can run them color copiers, because I know I can run it faster than y'all, so.
Okay. Well, come in.
So I'm going to come in and, I mean, because I'll get, you know what I'm saying, I'll just come right behind you. You'll see me. I got a hat on. Hat on by the gas station. Hat on. I got a button-up sleeve shirt, black button-up sleeve shirt. You gonna see me? I'm just gonna come right behind the counter.
What do you mean by coming behind the counter?
Well, I got to take care of business.
What do you mean by taking care of business?
Well, I got them smeared prints.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna take care. I know how to run all that stuff. I've been watching them for hours anyway. I'm just gonna come take care of it. Get out of your hair, you know, so you don't have to mess with it. And you don't have to ring nothing up. I'm just going to get back there and take care of it.
Okay, well, bring in the bad prints and bring in your receipt, and we'll be glad to help you out.
All right. You guys still got that inkjet down there, that color one?
We do not have any inkjets here. We have a Sony picture station, and everything else that we have is a...
Wait a minute. Somebody printed these off on it. They said inkjet or something. I think that's why it's smeared. Y'all printing off stuff
on
inkjets down there?
We have no inkjets in the whole store. I do not have a single inkjet here that we would have printed 8x10s on.
Uh-huh. Well, I can run them lasers. That's fine. I'll just come down there and run them lasers. So if you see me, don't get alarmed, because I'm just going to be behind the counter. I'm just going to go back and do it. I'm not even going to ask.
When you say behind the counter, do you mean back where coworkers are, or do you mean outside?
Well, yeah, back by there where the machines are. I'm just going to run them machines.
Okay. Well,
because I know how to use them, and I mean,
we can give you credit for those bad copies.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna run it. I don't want to mess around with that. I'm gonna run the machines myself this time, make sure it doesn't smear.
Alrighty.
All right then. What's your name again?
My name is Laura. And when do you think you'll be in?
I'm gonna be in about 15 minutes, honey.
All right. My name is Laura, sir.
Okay, now, yeah, all right. Well, I mean, we didn't really get anything resolved. I'm kind of upset about that, too.
Well, I'm not sure what you want me to do.
Well, I mean, fire somebody. Well, the managers, ain't nobody talk to me like that. I'm going to sue them.
Okay, well, then...
I'm going to sue everybody. I'm going to come down there and raise hell there. That's bullshit.
Once again, if you're threatening us, then that's not...
I ain't threatening nothing. I'm just going to yell and holler a little bit and get my... I'm going to go back there and do my prints. I'm going to holler up the storm.
No yelling, no hollering, no kicking.
No, I mean, you ain't going to be calling anti-Jews to people, you know? I mean, that's what happens. You can't be doing that, you know what I'm saying? Well, especially around 9/11, you know, people still hurt off of that. You can't be doing that stuff, saying that's kind of messed.
Okay, sir, we'd be glad to help you with your copies, but I'm not going to discuss this with you right now, okay? We'd be glad to
Get
your copies over for you.
Building 7 ain't that fall. You know damn well there ain't no gold under Building 7 now.
Sir, I'm not going to go.
You guys crazy. I mean, that stuff with it looked like a demolition team took care of it. That's evil. I don't know what happened. I think that's Al-Qaeda's.
Okay,
I think that's those salmon.
That
I think,
you,
yeah.
You
want to
come in and make some copies, then come on in, okay?
Oh, you agree. I know you agree about that, so, I mean, I don't
know
why y'all... Why do y'all agree with them conspiracy theories? I mean,
okay,
just Osama, that's all it is. Yeah. I mean, it's Osama and his... He had them people fly them planes. I don't appreciate that. We're going over to Afghanistan, take care of them, Pakistan or something, one.
Okay, so you'll be in, sir?
Well, I might finish up this. No, I'm going to be in real soon. I'm gonna come in right now because I got to raise hell about this. This is ridiculous. I got to hoot and holler and
raising hell is
make some noise. I got to make some noise. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm American, by God. I work hard for my money.
Okay.
And I ain't going to have nobody sparing my prints, call one of my models a Jew.
Okay,
that ain't right.
Okay, you come in, but again... We want us to be polite. We'll take care of what you need. We expect you to be polite with us, too, okay?
Well, I can't do that right now. I mean, you weren't polite to me, so I don't know why you're lying on that.
Well, I'm not. You're putting words in my mouth if you're saying I'm lying, sir. So
you got to be kidding me. You're telling me that Building 7 had some gold underneath it?
Sir, I'm now. If you'd like to come in, we'd be glad to help you with your copies, but I'm not going to discuss with you anymore, okay?
Well, I tell you what, I've seen the videos. I know damn well what happened.
You have a good night, sir. I'm going to hang up now.
Building 7.
Building 7. The best part is the fact she busted you on the phone number. She's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was like the gig was off. She's going to call the other... You know what's funny? She's going to call the other place.
They're going to be like, yeah, we got some redneck guy calling about Building 7.
That's the Kenny Rose location. And I was like, huh?
Oh, man. Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, man.
She's going to call up there, dude. I almost want to go in and say, well, their shift probably stops at midnight, which sucks. I would like to just drive by there and see this fucking broad.
I know.
I don't like that one. I would drive over to see Robin. I don't know about that Laura. She sounds like a dumbass.
Yeah, she's a little cunty, but...
That would be funny. I'd be like, Building 7, you bitch.
Yeah.
Now I'm here. What are you going to do? I'm going to raise hell. She's
like, man.
What does that mean? Are you threatening us?
No, oh, God. Yeah, you're going to go behind the counter. What do you mean behind the counter? Where are the employees?
I'm all humpy, bitch.
Yeah.
I should have said something like that, too, but it would have been, I don't know.
I'm going to grind on you. Some shit like that. Oh, man. So what are your thoughts on Building 7? You think it was a demolition? You think it really got...
No, here's what the deal is, dude. It was, honestly, I believe all that. Like, I mean, I'm just looking at everything, and everything fell way too perfect, and it's just like everything was too, like, weird. There's too many coincidences, too much evidence that suggests something that our government had a lot to do with it. And it's not just, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, it's just certain things. Like, I mean, I'd say one of the fact that the BBC went to interview some of the hijackers that were actually alive and living over in, like, Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. I mean,
I've heard that the family says, they're still alive or something.
It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, that's, I mean, there's just a billion things, dude. It's like another thing would be fucking, there's proof that they had drills days and days, heck, a couple of years before. They had drills specifically of, like, terrorists going to fly planes in the buildings. Like, they had specific, like, drills, actually a couple days before, too. They were in the middle of war games with the same thing. And
the same day,
you know,
they were,
told
yeah.
Them this.
Yeah.
I just don't believe for a second that all that shit happened and nobody did shit. There's no way in fuck that
yeah.
that could happen, and then fighter jets are not going to fucking scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit is so tight. Like, if you had a Cessna fucking plane and drove it the wrong way,
someone's
there'd be somebody
you.
In your ass in 2 seconds.
Yeah, to imagine. Yeah, but it's just the airline
box
is such a clusterfuck.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
That's so fucking bullshit. Pilots have a gun with them in there. Plus, they're like military. They're not a couple pussies.
I don't know.
You know
no,
what I mean?
Because back in the day, though, man, come on. When they used to hijack the planes, they told the pilots, don't argue, just talk to the terrorist, the hijacker, and ask them what they want, and land the plane wherever they want you to land. They're probably going to want to give up hostages so they can trade against
someone out of
jail.
See, but that's the difference between running into a fucking building, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's one thing if they're going to land it and hold people hostage, but...
Yeah, but that's
you
what
know,
was
if
a
motherfucker's trying to, like, steer the plane into a goddamn building, I'll tell you what, he's getting his fucking ass beat.
Yeah, but they killed the pilots, though. You know that, right? I mean, that's what they
well,
say.
Supposedly.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
I mean, there's no real proof of, like, any of this, though. I mean, there's, like, as far as when the plane got shot down in Pennsylvania as well. I mean,
I believe,
like,
I agree. I believe that plane did get shot down. I hate to say it, but you know what I feel like? I think it had to get done, if you ask me.
But I don't think that, I mean, shit, from what the coroner said, there was no fucking plane at all. He couldn't even, the thing is the one thing about it is there's all sorts of missing parts of the aircraft that they can't find that are not just going to disappear or incinerate.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, I'm not even talking about the World Trade Center. I'm talking about, like, the Pentagon. One, the Pennsylvania one.
Yeah.
Like, those two. And that's another one. It's, like, fucking, the holes don't even fucking match up.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, wing damage on the ground or anything. And it was just, like, it's just a bunch of shit. I don't know. And then they still haven't released any camera footage. And there's, like, I mean, there's thing after thing after thing that does not make any goddamn sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't. So that's what I feel. Building 7 had nothing. There was a couple other towers that were, like, burned so bad in the fire that did not fall over, like 5 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. They're
buildings
still there.
5 and 6 were, like, burned the fuck, and they didn't fall over yet.
Yeah.
7, out of nowhere, just fucking
just collapsed.
A nice, controlled demolition.
Yeah, there must have been something there, some views. It had some, I don't know, something was up with that building. I don't know.
Yeah, and what it was is, honestly, dude, they did. They stored, like, tons of fucking gold under those buildings.
Yeah,
and they actually have records of them transporting shit out.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole cause it's kind of weird. I don't know. I can't imagine. I think at the most our government maybe just was, if they were inept. I mean, you want to believe maybe they just were incompetent or just inept to do anything about it.
See, I don't know.
I don't
believe that. The reason is because it makes sense with the war. It basically justifies and gives them more power to, like, do what they did, like, to pass, like, a fucking, to take away, basically, rights, pass the Patriot Act real quick, and fucking go invade countries that have nothing to do with anything. It's just like, I mean, it's like, one, it's basically like, that whole thing happened, like, 100 years ago, but with a ship.
Yeah.
The fucking ship sank, and they justified a whole war by it. However, they come to look at the ship and found out that explosives, like, blew it up from inside the ship. It was like the USS Maine. Like, it was way back when.
Yeah, well, that was like the Spanish-American War. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. Yeah, the Maine, and then the same thing. I don't know. It all goes way back. I don't think the government was behind the attack. I think just like World War II, during the Pearl Harbor attack, it's pretty well known now that the Roosevelt administration knew that the attack was imminent, and they decided not to do anything in order to enter the war, you know, find an excuse to enter the war.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
I just
so.
Don't. With this thing, though, I mean, that's the controlled demolition just has me. Like,
I don't know. I just find it really hard to believe that they were able to get, like, demolition crews and squids or whatever into those buildings like that to bring it down.
It's, well, yeah, I mean, they have interviews with those people on fucking CNN and shit, dude. I mean, it's like, they actually have, like, places within the building, like, basically in, like, elevator shafts is where it was.
Yeah,
like,
really?
So, but anyways, yeah, I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, just the way it falls, I don't know, I know something's up. There's nothing I can fucking do about it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, all I know is that people died. Yeah, it sucks. People died. It ruined our economy. It's pretty much where we're at now, man.
Yeah. But anyways, fucking...
All right, man.
Want to make one more, and then I'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, out of those numbers I sent you, which one do you want to call? We got Buddy's Pizza was there. I don't know if it's probably pretty late to call some of those, maybe.
Let me see here. What do we got here? Fucking Pleasant Hill, California. Buddy's Pizza? No, that's probably open. Buddy's Pizza.
That's right.
These are all
California. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right, we'll do that.
Let me see what you got. Kips Res Sung Hong Kong. Call and say that we got SARS.
SARS. I got SARS in my room.
Nobody's talked about SARS for a long time.
Hey, what's up with SARS? What, did SARS get cured or something that no one's worried about?
Went away.
It? Yeah, imagine that. Probably was fake the whole time. All right, we'll call that. Sung Hong Kong, is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right, that's in Berkeley. We'll do that.
Sounds good.
Speaking of government conspiracies, all right, we'll do that. Hang on, folks. I'm
just
anywhere.
Cause I love my niggas. I shed blood. Oh.
2370.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen to me.
Who's it?
I ate in there yesterday. Do you know who this is?
No.
This is Raphael. And listen, I'm about to tell you something, honey. I think
One minute.
My grandmother got SARS from you. Can't even prank this bitch. God damn it.
Okay, what do you want, Jeff?
Frank, listen, I was in there yesterday with my grandmother, and I tell you what, she's got SARS.
She got what?
She got SARS off of one of your chickens or something.
She got one of the what?
SARS. SARS. SARS off one of your goddamn chickens. She's in the hospital right now.
I'll let you talk to the manager.
Let's talk to the manager about this. Where, Berkeley? Shit. God damn it, Carly. All right, let's see here.
God damn it.
Berkeley, California. Berkeley. Berkeley. Hospital.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, is this the manager?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we got a little issue here because my grandmother ate there yesterday, and I think she has SARS now.
What?
And she's in the hospital right now because she had one of your chickens. I think she's got SARS.
SARS?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
I mean, she's over at Herrick Hospital right now. She's in bad, bad shape. And I think you guys gave her SARS.
What she got first, okay? You jump me to...
What?
Why don't you let the doctors...
No, they told me. I mean, they said we never seen nothing like this. It looked like SARS.
Bring me a report of SARS.
Oh, my God.
You bring
this doctor's going to come out. You realize this is big. This is big. This is not something you can just hang up on me for.
Well,
I mean, SARS is a big deal.
You have to bring me the medical
this
report,
is going
to
affect everybody in the hospital. This is going
to
affect
call me, okay? All
right. Oh, you're damn right I will. I mean, seriously, do you understand that? I mean, you're just blowing it off, but this is ridiculous.
I'm not blowing you off. I'm just saying have the hospital
I'm just
call
telling
me,
you.
Okay? If you think this is... I need verification from them, okay? All right?
That's fine. You're going to have it, but we're going to talk about this because
this
is ridiculous.
All right. You just have them call me, okay? Thank you.
No. That's not all right.
Not all right.
You said bring the support. It's been important.
Call him back one more time.
Bring the report. Whatever. All right, let's do that. What are they saying? Audio's out on Syndicate? No, it's not. Bullshit. Is it really? Report, everybody. Yeah, the camera's frozen on Syndicate 2. God damn it. Hang on, let me try to restart that. Folks, give me a second. Don't go anywhere, Reckler. I gotta restart this.
Nah, go ahead. Do what you gotta do.
Alright, let me let them know.
Are you wearing your hat?
No, I'm not wearing my heart. My hair. My hat.
Goddamn SARS.
Hey, where your hat?
Bring the little sob of paw. Bring the sob of paw.
I thought it was gonna be a Chinese. I was like, oh, an American dude. Fuck. Because he's not gonna fall for this shit.
That's funny, though. He's all about it. He's, oh, yeah, bring a little sob of paw. Alright, let's see if this is working.
Man,
this should be back now. Let me know, folks, if it's broadcasting. It doesn't look like it is. Uh-oh. Click on Start Cam. There we go. Allow.
Move around. Wave your hands.
Everyone give me a one if you see me again. There we go. We got some ones. Good. Okay, we're back. We're going to call back that Chinese restaurant or whatever. Yeah. Was it Chinese? What were we calling? Was it Hong Kong?
Oh, what the fuck? Hold on a second. Let me look.
Yeah.
It was Kip's Restaurant, Sun Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's Chinese.
I assume it's...
The Berkeley shits.
I don't know.
All right, cool. Let's do it. Kip's Restaurant again. More SARS.
Over there. God damn it.
Oops, I forgot to turn on the audio.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
You don't do that to me.
No one do anything to you. I told you.
You're not going to do that
me.
To me. God damn it.
You have the hospital call me. I don't want
you
to
know,
deal with you right
know
now.
You know my mother,
I need
my
to
grandmother,
get the from the hospital, okay?
SARS. You gave it to her.
Okay, give me
you're
your
going
number.
Down.
I'll have to please
you're,
call you, okay? Give
you're
me
going
number,
down,
your name.
Honey. You're
give
going
me your phone
down.
Number, I'll have to please call you and verify this, okay?
Okay, yeah,
number.
I'll give it to you right goddamn now.
Friends.
You want to know my phone number? I'll give it to you.
I'm going to have the police call you to verify this.
Oh,
thing.
No, you're not going to have the police call nothing. I'm going to have my lawyer call you. Are you ready?
Issue. If this is sorry,
are you ready?
Please.
Are you ready for my
yes,
phone,
give me
number?
Phone number?
Phone number, you got it?
Please call you.
510.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
area code. You know
yeah.
the area code? 548.
548.
Okay, 20. 20. Now you call that.
2036.
Yeah, and you call that right now, and that's bullshit. You don't hang up on me.
Don't hang up on you, man.
You
don't
hang up. I am
going to
come down. I will come down
here,
there right now. I'll come down there.
Here.
I will smack your face for talking to me like that. That's
yeah,
bullshit.
I'll have to please call. I'll be here waiting for you.
No,
okay?
No, no.
All
you
right?
will not. I
yes.
will come down there. We're going to
okay,
discuss Raphael, this in person.
Okay, I'll have to please call you right now.
No. Don't do that. Don't do it.
All right.
No.
Okay.
You don't get my grandmother's thoughts.
You
think it's okay? No, I will be
I
right
go.
Down
okay.
there. Slap
I'm
your face.
You. I
all
gotta
over.
Go, okay?
I'm gonna,
right.
I'll tell you what, I'm not what? Gonna put up with it. God damn it.
You wanna call him again?
Let's do it again.
He's
gonna
call.
Press you know what that number was?
Listen to your recorded call.
I forgot what you said. You should have given him his own number.
To your card. The phone number entered is invalid. Please re-enter the number you wish to call.
He remembered my name,
the
too.
Phone
I didn't
number
remember.
Entered is invalid.
Okay, I don't say anything.
Please
second,
re-enter
oh.
the number you
no,
wish to call.
Up. You got a voice that screws it up.
Now,
there
please
continue
to...
All right, take it away.
God damn it! Nobody's ever made me this upset. I can't deal with it. You get him on the phone again. God damn it.
1 minute.
Thank you.
on. I want to hear that guy again.
God, it put me through this again. I can't deal with it. Goddamn grandmother's put in a hospital. Nobody even sends the flowers or nothing. It's a bullshit.
It's in Hong Kong, can I help you?
Bullshit. My grandmother's in the hospital because of your chickens and their thaws.
Okay, why don't you try calling the police?
Why don't
you
call my number? No, I'm going to get you.
He's gone.
Slap your face, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. That's funny, man.
I think we got him.
He went off.
I think that's all we could do. Get out of him, dude.
You want to call that lady the Kinkos again? The first one we called? Remember? What was her name again? Robin?
Robin?
Yeah, let's try to see if Robin answers. Hang on, ask.
You want to call her again?
Yeah, I got to call her again.
It's 12. They might have changed, but hopefully they... I don't know. We'll see it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure they told them.
FedEx office is Tony speaking.
God damn it. Hello?
Excuse me?
Who is this?
This is Tony.
Okay, Tony. We got a kind of a... We got a problem on our hands, Tony.
Okay.
Okay, listen, who the hell screwed up my... I was doing these photos.
Are you the prank caller?
What?
Are you the prank caller?
What the hell are you talking about, Tony?
Let's see, you have some photos that are messed up, right? During your screening, we noticed an issue...
Oh, fuck, I did the wrong number.
Please have your pin ready.
No,
I used the
This is totally ruined.
I used the wrong pin again, the one that cuts off. Fuck, that would have been funny. Damn it, man. Oh, that sucks.
They gave him away, too. They gave him away, too, man. Because Redwood could have talked himself out of that, but that fucking fag on the recording.
You don't understand, dude. Like, I called him, like, all the fucking time, dude. Like, I called him more than you would imagine. I'm like, all right, let me get you a number of another Kinko's and another...
All right, well, while you do that, I'm gonna call Recklube. We got a number here from Fall. One of our longtime listeners. She sent in a number for a fat school bus driver named Penny. I'm going to give her a call.
For who?
A fat school bus driver who also works at a pizza restaurant. Her name is Penny.
Oh, that's fucking broad. All right.
I think that's who it is. Hang on. Oh, no. The place is called Penny's. There you go. I sent it to you. Just so you know. I'm going to start it off, and you can jump in if you want. Big woman named Jan, who is a school bus driver. She's fat, and she also works at a pizza restaurant. Imagine that. And you get that other Kinko's there, and I'll make sure that I use the right damn fucking number this time so it doesn't screw it up. All right. Don't go anywhere, man. All
right, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, you're the prank caller.
Goddamn. Oh, I'm screwing up. You hear that ring? It's gonna screw up. She's not gonna hear us.
Let's call it. Fuck her.
Yeah, fuck this. We got a bad line. Damn it, I can't believe I screwed that up, man. I hit the wrong button. I got him on speed dial. I keep hitting the one that I always use instead of the new one. Damn it. Sucks. Pisses me off. Did you find that Kinko's yet? Or we can call it.
Just paste it.
We've got England here also. We can call that in a little bit. Milkman sent an international number. Lonesome Loser sent in a ton of numbers. We haven't even touched many of them tonight. We've been having fun with Kinko's. All right.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what. Why do you think, dude, it's fucking comedy gold?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. They must hire idiots. Obviously,
they do.
Yeah,
I fucking hate the motherfuckers they hire. They're a bunch of fucking douchebags.
Yeah, we got a guy here saying they screwed up his project for school and all this shit. So, you know, I've only been to Kinko's once in my life, and they treated me pretty good, but they just seem evil. Not evil, but, you know, they seem like Starbucks and McDonald's, one of those big companies that just kind of, you know what I mean, just screw stuff up out there. You know,
now they got bought by FedEx and shit now, so they're kind of like...
Yeah.
fucking bunch of cunt. Yeah, I mean, I've had some. I mean, it's not really that bad. I mean, I don't care. I just like pranking the dumbasses.
There we go. All right, cool. It's always fun to prank. All right, let's do that again. This is in Independence, Ohio. Is this closer to the other two now? Also, would they recognize the other places?
Oh, no, this is way up in, like, near Cleveland.
All right, cool. We'll do that. Milkman, you're going to head out for 15 minutes or something like that? Or you're leaving in 15 minutes? Milkman? Milkman's leaving. Milkman will be back in a little bit here. Don't go anywhere, Reclude. We're going to do another call here.
Yeah, I'll be back shortly.
All right, well, we'll be here. And, actually, Maven's a chick. I'm sorry, Maven, sir. Thank you. Milkman, play that music before you go, if you could, please. Thank you.
FedEx Kinko's is now FedEx office. This is Josh at Independence. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Kind of upset with you guys.
Okay.
Kind of upset with you guys and your services.
What was the problem?
Well, it's a big problem.
What
huge
was the
problem. You people, listen to me. I tell you what, in all my years of dealing with professional office people, I have never experienced what I experienced 2 days ago.
Okay.
It was in the afternoon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the afternoon, and what happened was, I kind of run a little, I guess you could say modeling agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for plus-side women. And basically what I was doing is going down there and getting 8x10 glossies made, and number one, they smeared, and I don't know why the hell they smeared. You guys are supposed to have, you know, I hope you're not running with inkjets down there, are you?
No, I don't know how they would have smeared. I mean, that's,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I thought you did the, you know, the lasers, they don't smear. One looks a little burnt, though. I mean, do they ever think the heat must have hit it wrong or something, you know?
I mean, it's, yeah, it's possible. I mean, it would have to be something.
Okay, then why would it smear? I mean, I'm looking right here. I mean, I know I'm not that delirious. I mean, there's a smear on it. Maybe
it, and it actually smears, or
there's a big smear on it. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's on a bunch of them. It's on like several. I mean,
okay.
It's a smear right over the left, right over the left where her arm is. It's just smeared. And I can't deal with this because we've got a big show.
Yeah.
We've got a huge show.
Yeah, I understand.
We've got a huge show over IX Center, and I can't deal with this.
Yeah, I mean, definitely you could just, you know, bring it back in. And
okay, well, we've got a much larger problem, honey. I mean, I can't deal with this anymore. I'll tell you what, there's another thing. And not only did my pictures smear, but I tell you what, one of your clerks had a snappy little remark for me.
Okay.
Just the way my nose is hooked. Because, okay, I'll just come out and say it. Pretty much, he said an anti-Semitic remark to me that I do not appreciate whatsoever. And it wasn't just a little, hey, kike, or something like that. I mean, it was huge. It was probably one of the worst things that anybody's ever told me in my entire life.
I apologize for that. I mean, I really don't see that happening. I don't know anyone.
Well, you know, maybe, I mean, what do you guys hire a lot of conspiracy theorist kind of people there? Because it seems like some of your people may be introverted or something. I don't know. But anyway, so the basic gist of it is we were talking, and he's seen one of my models, and he's seen I kind of have a little bit of a hook nose, but I'm not actually Jewish. But one of my models is, and right by her name, there's a Star of David right by her name.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Janelle. But, and he commented on that, and then we started talking. I don't know how we started talking, but we started talking about 9/11 and all that, and he starts going into these theories. And he tells me, he asked me if I'm Jewish, and I was like, well, what concern is that, you know, what's that to you?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I said, no, and he says, okay, well, he said, you know, her kind. And he says, you know they were responsible for everything, don't you? Especially Building 7. I don't appreciate that. I don't think that's true at all. I don't think anybody at your store has any business saying
anything like that.
I really don't see anyone that works here saying anything like that. I mean,
okay. I mean, am I delirious? I mean, what am I, on acid or something? I mean, seriously, I'm not making... Why would I ever make this stuff up? Why would I make this up? What would it benefit me to make something like this up? It wouldn't.
No, I'm just saying...
I mean, what's going to happen is I'm going to come in there and I'm going to get a hell of a lot of free stuff tonight. But, I mean, besides that point, I mean, I don't deal with stuff like that, honey. I mean, nobody's going to talk to me like that.
No, I don't blame you.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, the hook nose kind of gives it away, even though it's not me, you know. But it invites remarks, and when they find out not, they just kind of laugh. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. But I've never heard anything like that. I mean, do you honestly believe that her people are responsible for Building 7? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Well,
said there was gold in the basement. Said those people are responsible. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I agree with you, and I apologize for that.
Okay, so what? Where can we go with this?
As far as you're just trying, I mean, as I said, you can bring the job you're unhappy with in, and we take a look at it and get it rerun.
Okay, that'll be all right, sweetie. We'll bring that in, but... I'm going to have to use the computers for a little bit, so, okay. We're going to, I mean, basically I'm going to have to use the computers a little bit, and that'll pretty much be no charge, because I don't want to sue the pants off you people.
Okay.
Okay, and listen, I'm going to go crazy. I'm a crazy bitch. I'm a crazy bitch queen. And anti-Semitic remarks are the way to set this queen off. And if I got to jump up on the tables in there and all the desks, I mean, I'll do it.
I mean, as I said,
I'll go crazy. I'll go on them copiers. I'll kick them right over.
As I said,
nobody's going to talk to my models. Nobody's going to talk to my models like that. Nobody. I will jump up on everything in that goddamn place, and I'll kick over papers, whatever it takes to get what I need.
I really don't think that would get you your way, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to happen. You ever seen this queen in action, honey? You've never seen such a tornado hurricane. I tell you what, I've got to go in. I have some emails to do, so I'm just going to go down there. You give me the computers, and you take care of my prints. Everything is going to be okay. If not, I mean, heads are going to roll. I mean, I'm just going to go crazy down there.
Well, as I said, we can...
I mean, seriously, I'm going to put my head through that goddamn color copier. I mean, I'm pissed. I'll headbutt it. I don't care.
Well,
little makeup, you know...
That'll get you anything.
Little makeup conceals everything. Nobody worries about that. I'm just going to go crazy. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, that's bullshit.
All right, well, you bring those by, and we'll take a look at them for you.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not going to go that easy, though. I mean, you're not going to get rid of me that easy.
I understand. I'm just saying.
We might be able to work something out, I mean, but there's no way you're going to do that to me, and I'm just going to be like, okay, that's fine, sweet. I'll come over, yeah. No, it doesn't work like that, honey.
Well, as I said, if you
it's
have
give and take.
A major problem with it, you can come in and talk to a manager tomorrow during the day.
So. It's give and take, no. And, you know, I can't sleep on this. I can't go to sleep until this is settled. So that's not going to work out. I don't plan on staying up that late. I'm planning on going to bed about 3 a.m. And then, but right now I have to come over and take care of business. And, yeah. Are you a pretty big man?
I'm not really at liberty to say that over the phone, sir.
Okay, well, you sound like a big guy. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But that's okay. I'll be down there.
Okay, then. We will see.
And basically, I mean, you can show me. I bet you got some good internet sites you go on there, don't you?
Excuse me?
I bet you got some good internet sites you like to go to. When there's nobody there.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have to hang up on you now.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. We got off on the wrong foot here. We...
I love the gauge you were setting, guy. I bet you you have some men on the side so I like to walk over there.
I was trying to make a guy uncomfortable because he wasn't budging on shit.
Yeah.
Those people are like robots, but when do you get them, dude? I have like tons of pranks to Kinko's, but...
Yeah, man, you gotta record
I hope nobody takes offense to that. I mean, I definitely have nothing against the Jews.
Yeah.
And it actually was not... The World Trade Center had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, nothing,
Jews.
Dr. Lego.
It actually had to do with fucking skull and bones and fucking all sorts of
the
other
Illuminati
shit.
The Illuminati and the Boy Scouts, I think, to be honest
Probably
with
the
you.
Boy Scouts. No, it's some skull and bones cocksuckers from Yale. I mean, all I gotta say, Oliver Stone's about to come up with this fucking wonderful film. I can't wait to see it.
W? About George W. Bush? Yeah, that's gonna be good.
I cannot wait to see that, because it's like the guy explained it in like one sentence, and he was like, everybody was asking about it. He got that shit green-lighted, like, so fast.
Yeah, it should be out in a month or two. Yeah,
yeah, it was like, they were still filming up till recently. I mean, they fucking cranked that shit out.
Yeah, they cranked it out. They decided to crank it out to get out in time for the election. Yeah. So,
yeah. Which is funny, but I hopefully it will sway things. I wonder if it does.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good if that film could sway everybody to vote for somebody more decent.
Yeah, hopefully.
This fucking Nazi fucking bitch they got.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that chick. Oh man, that Palin. Yeah, man.
She's a fucking. That's funny shit though. We got them motherfuckers. We got them good. Kinko's like, it's like war now.
Yeah, I know. I gotcha. We're on it. All right, Breck, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We had a good time.
Alright, man. I gotta go smoke some weed and fucking, you know,
and
all this hard work is killing me.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, all this hard pranking and smoking weed and taking pictures, yeah. Alright, man.
Alright, good pranking. I'll talk to you
later. Hey, man, we had fun. Talk to you next week, man.
Alright, later.
That's Reclude, everybody. Reclude. Wow, we had him on for a while. That was fun, though, man. Caught a ton of Kinko's, didn't we? My legs are feeling tired. So what do we do? Do we take a break and do more calls, or do we just do a few more calls and talk and end the show? Or? That's the third cop that goes by in the last 5 minutes. Something is going down in O-Town, everybody. Watch out. That's all about. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who is listening. The line is now free, by the way. Man, it's 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. We got a lot of people listening to us tonight. Actually, not that many people. We're usually lately, I don't know if it's because I missed the one show, but we don't have too many people listening tonight. Slow night here as far as listeners are concerned, but we're still having a good time, I'm sure. I make sure to entertain you guys. We got a gentleman here who's listening from South America. Imagine that. Where in South America? I don't know. I hope it's one of our allied countries there. Maybe Colombia or Peru or something like that. I don't know. Maven says those cops are after me. No, ma'am. Those cops are not after me. They went the other way. So, yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. I did. You know what? Milkman's not here. He doesn't know about... Well, he doesn't know about this, but I did want to let you guys know, Tuck. Are you around, Tuck? Who's here right now in the conference? Brandon and Tuck or just Tuck? Who's talking? Who's audible? Anybody? You guys on mute? No, I've got Tuck. Tuck must have stepped away. Anyway, I'll just say it. So I found out from my doctor 2 weeks ago. Looks like I got a kidney stone, man. It was crazy. I kept man. Every you know, it's probably a bad thing that I'm drinking beer tonight. But I would, on the Thursday nights I drink beer. I have like maybe two or three beers or whatever, smoke a cigar, and all of a sudden, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, I start, starts burning when I pee, and it's really bad cloudiness and stuff like that. And I'm like, what the hell, So I go to the doctor, and they say, well, maybe you got a bladder infection here. Take these antibiotics and stuff, and kept coming, and then apparently they said, well, yeah, looks like you got kidney stones, my friend, so I gotta have a CT scan this weekend on Saturday, technically tomorrow, I guess, Saturday, and have a CT scan, find out if I do have, I don't know if I've passed them or if I still have them or what. My back was killing me. It was horrible. I had to take that plane flight, and I was getting over a kidney stone that was, like, aggravated, or I passed it or whatever, my back was killing me and I had to sit in that plane for like 2.5-3 hours. Oh man, not fun. So I'm kind of worried, man. I'm young, you know, but I don't take good care of myself. I take better care of myself than I used to. But I'm not looking forward to passing a kidney stone if that's indeed what's happening, because I hear that is no joke. They say that's worse. That's worse than giving birth. And psychic says, yeah, they can be microscopic. Yeah, that's true. So definitely not looking forward to that if it is a kidney stone. I can't imagine what else it would be. So I'm on these antibiotics now. Woo, look at that right there. And I have a I'm not looking forward to having a catheter up my urethra breaking stones or something, whatever. No, Milkman was explaining to me, I guess now they have a procedure where you kind of sit in a tub and they have like these ultrasound kind of thing that hits you and it breaks it up for you instead of having to go up in the urethra. I don't know how they do it now, you know. I just don't want to pass it, you know. Really, I don't. I would rather get a bunch of Goldschlager and just knock myself out and pass it, wake up 3 days later or something like that. I don't know. It's not going to be fun. Hopefully, you know, it's something that won't be too painful. But it probably will be with my luck. And I got approved today for a student loan, $10,000. I've got the option to take up to $10,000. So I'm thinking I'm gonna have some medical bills now because I have a pretty large deductible. I got to pay for CT scans and probably an ultrasound and all this stuff. So I'm gonna have to spend some money on medical bills. So that's gonna be there, and I got to pay for my tuition here, and that's gonna go there. And other than that, I don't know. You know, I'm gonna make a down payment on the car also. And other than that, I'm thinking I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might get one. You know, those new iPods came out. They got announced this week. And the new iPhone, the new iPod Touch, I think they finally got a winner there. They got a 32 gig model, which is right there. That's the kind. And I have a. This is my iPod here. I've had it for 2 years now. My iPod fifth generation video one. It was broken for about 5 months. I opened it up myself and fixed it. 30 gig iPod, and it's actually pretty maxed out. So I wasn't about to get a new iPod, you know, that was only going to have 8 or 16 gigs on it because I wouldn't have enough room for all my stuff. I got a lot of audio because I do the show. I put all my pranks on here. I put all my, you know, my show audio and stuff like that. You know, tonight I'll upload this show that you're listening to now. I'll upload it down here and I'll listen to it tomorrow with my notepad, and I make notes. I mark the times of the good parts and stuff like that and the good pranks. And it helps me edit it out over the weekend, and then I make the podcast. But anyway, yeah, so I think they finally got it right with the new generation of the iPod Touch. I keep wanting to say iPhone, but the new iPod Touch, because it's got the volume controls on the side. It's not on the front. So you'll be able to turn the volume up and down without looking at the stupid thing. So, like, I usually carry my iPod. I usually have it, like, in my pocket, or I have it on my, like, on, I got one of those belt clips, you know, so I got it on my side right there with next, you know, I got my phone on my right side, and I got my iPod on the left side. So, you know, I like to drive around and listen to the iPods. I don't want to have to, you know, look down and see where I'm at. So I might actually do that, and maybe I will. And, you know, the other thing I would like to get is, you know, I don't know yet. More than likely, I want to get a console. I'm 99% certain I don't want to get a Wii because that seems like a lot of work. So, you know, as far as playing a game like that, if I can't, you know, I want to sit vertical and do it. That's how I want to be a gamer. I want the kind of video gaming where you can sit vertically. There goes the security guy. Hey, security guy. I want the kind of gaming thing where you can sit vertically, you know, vertically lay down and do your show. That's exactly what I do. Horizontal. How do you say it? I guess not vertically. Horizontally. Who does that? And then the Xbox is pretty much dead. I don't know of anything good or positive about it. HD DVD is pretty much dead also right now, so there's really nothing to do with that. So on top of that, really, there's so many benefits of the PlayStation 3. Number one, the Final Fantasy, of course, is going to be on there eventually. I don't know, when is that Final Fantasy game coming out? They've been talking about it forever. At least 3 years in the making now, perhaps, the Final Fantasy game for the PlayStation 3. It also has a built-in Blu-ray DVD player, which has won the format war. So, I mean, why not? How much are those PlayStation 3s? Now, they're still expensive. Are they still more than $300? something like that. Well, you know, I was thinking it would be nice to get a PSP. But from what I understand, if I go to the store now and get a brand new out of the box PSP, they're not as easy to hack. Because I want, Milkman has the very first original edition of the PSP. He was an early adopter. And he's got the ability, he can copy the games, he's got emulators on there and stuff like that. Like, if the PSP comes with a web browser, I mean, I'd definitely go for that. That would be awesome, you know? I mean, I would love to have a PSP. If I can, like, browse the web on it, and if it has Wi-Fi, does the PSP have Wi-Fi? I don't know if it does. If it does, that'd be awesome. Joker Card saying the PSP 3000 is coming out. I guess a new version of it. So there you go. There's another reason for me to wait more time. Well, it was always good to wait time. $399 for a PlayStation 3. They still haven't dropped the price on that, have they? God damn it. It's got a built-in mic, apparently. Well, that's something, huh? Anyway, I think I'm going to end the show. It's late. It's almost it's 12:30. And I have had little sleep here. But yeah, I've got a yeah. But anyway, I'm just trying to think. I got the announcement today. Approved for a student loan, $10,500. You know, I got the wedding coming up. But most of that money is going to go towards the wedding because we still have to finish paying off our honeymoon. We were taking a 5-day, a 7-day cruise, I believe it is, in the Caribbean. So it's my responsibility to pay for our hotel stay in Puerto Rico and our plane flight. And the spending money, the casino money, and all this and that. So that's probably going to go to that, most of it. Anyway, and also, yeah, I mean, I had fun this last weekend, man. We did a taste testing for our wedding cake. Oh, man, I had some. And I'm diabetic. Let me tell you what, my sugar, this was on Friday we did the taste testing for the wedding cake. And, me and Athena, we got several samples. Actually, we actually got to share with my in-laws to be, my brother, sister-in-law, my mother and father-in-law to be, and all that. It was cool. We went to the bakery. We were going to do the cakes, and we were thinking, okay, they're just going to give us little squares, to sample. Here's our chocolate. Here's our vanilla. Here's our marble. They gave us actual cakes, when you go to the store, the smallest cake you can buy that maybe feeds maybe 4 or 5 people. They actually gave us 3 of those, so we brought them home. We couldn't finish it. Man, awesome. Some place in the Lancaster area out there. I forgot the name of it, but I'll tell you what, I'm diabetic. My sugar shot up like a rock. Or would it be down like a rock? I don't know. No, it didn't do that. It shot up like a rocket, basically. And it hasn't gone down since, and I'm kind of worried about it. I've been taking my meds like crazy for the diabetes, but I've been suffering for it. I had a lot of cake,
That's what you get.
Yeah. That's me suffering. What are you up to, Tuck, man? Where were you at? The bathroom? Where were you at all the time?
I had business to take care of, sir.
Uh-huh. Business, eh? Gotcha.
Important nighttime business.
Important nighttime business.
To be taken care of before we could all go night-night.
Gotcha. I know,
it's been taken care of now.
You get grumpy if you don't have your meditation time, huh?
That.
Yeah. I know.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I do it to you. It's okay. I understand it, man. It's cool. No worries there. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I think we're going to end the show here. It's time. Chuck, are you going on next?
You don't have a dishwasher either. You have to do it by hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Going on next?
See, the thing is, Tuck has one pair of underwear, and he has to wash it every day before he goes to work. So, he had to make sure he put his underwear in the laundry there and hung it up on the line. All right, anyway, so is Chuck, Chuck's coming on next. I'm just saying, Chuck, no.
Do the pulleys.
No pressure, Chuck, you don't have to go on if you don't want, I'm just saying. Chuck usually goes on after us. I want to make sure I promote him accordingly. I want to thank everyone who listened to us tonight.
Oh, he does. I had no idea.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he holds it down. He's the official after Madhouse Party show. Chuck comes on.
And what does he do?
He breaks.
What does he do?
He hangs guitars. He shines his guitars. He spikes his hair. And I don't know. Look at him.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. Spike that hair, boy.
Hey,
there you go.
That's the show, is it?
Yeah. You know? Man, you know, I'll be honest with you.
That's a show.
I'll be honest
with
you.
That's what he does.
I am kind of intimidated if I do have kidney stones. This is something I'm really worried about. I think this might be my personal Vietnam if it happens. God damn it. Someone give me some advice here. What can I do?
Oh, dude. That's not fun. That is not fun.
Will they give me some morphine for that? Hey, wait a minute, though. You know what? I might be able to get some nice pain meds out of this, though, won't I? Maybe get an epidural. That might be nice. Anybody out there ever had an epidural before? Let me know about that.
You pretty much just gotta let it pass.
Can guys get epidurals or not? I think they only
get
it to pregnant women.
You have to let it pass through.
Oh, man. I know the doctor will tell you, like... Because the doctor told me, it's like...
Let it pass through.
The doctor's like, have you been drinking beer? Is that why? I mean, he out of nowhere said, like, have you been drinking beer or something? I'm like, yeah, every Thursday night I usually have some beers. It's a drinking night for me. He's like, yeah, well, it's like, you know what I tell my patients when they come in, when they have kidney stones, I tell them, you know, drink beer. It'll help you pass it. It makes your kidneys work overtime. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. Like, you probably have a stone in one of your kidneys, and when you know, it gets aggravated, it spills over, and it, you know, probably, you probably got some particles or some grit that comes out from it and stuff. So, you know, oh, man, I'm like, oh, no, don't tell me that. Yeah, man. This has been Madhouse Radio for September 11th of 2008. We didn't even talk about the 11th at all. Well, we did. I guess Rick Lou did touch on it, his conspiracy theories. I just want to say, you know, I don't really, like myself, I've thought about it. You know, I really, my view on the whole September 11th thing, it was a horrible tragedy. I think we should all just remember that people died, of course. Before we get into the whole people, you know, oh, it was a conspiracy and it was fake and this and that. Number one, I don't think there's any shadow of doubt that a lot of people die. That is a problem. All right. But on top of that, I really find it hard to believe that our government would have done something like that intentionally, that they planned it or something. I think at the most, I think that our government knew that it was going to happen and either was very inept or dumb about it, or just simply said, let's just let it happen so we can go into a war against terror. I could see that happening. I could see the Bush administration saying, you know,
worse.
That is worse, isn't it? No.
To admit that you're inept. It's worse to admit that you're inept than actually you're like a conspiracist and you're malicious for other gangs. It's worse to say you're inept.
Well, how's it worse to say that,
and
you know?
That's really how they've really been more perceived.
Well, I mean, it's not worse to say,
I mean,
that we fucked up.
You know?
I mean, it's like saying basically our bad. You know, if we were inept, if we were so stupid that we didn't see it coming, and the evidence was there.
I pushed a button by mistake. I pushed a big old red shiny button by mistake in my head.
Yeah, but there are a lot of weird things. I mean, it's hard to see how those buildings collapse like that. But I mean, I've seen it explained to me on the Discovery Channel. It makes sense the way they explain it. The floor is warped and the trusses snapped and it pancaked down. It makes sense. They did a pretty good job of explaining it to me. I mean, that's Discovery Channel. They're a liberal station. Why not buy what they said? If anybody's going to do the conspiracy thing, it'd be them. Know what I mean? And shit, I miss Discovery Times. There was a channel out there that used to be on TV called Discovery Times.
Yeah.
It was straight up documentaries, like awesome documentaries, and it's gone. Now they made it like court, like a like
based off of
police TV.
The current headline.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, and even one of the guys from...
Whatever was going on in the news that day, they would pull a documentary
that
based on it.
Yeah, that had to do with it. Yeah, they used to have, like, documentaries on Castro and Cuba.
If Princess Di died, they would bring out all the Princess Di stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember one of my...
Showcase all that.
You know, when I first moved out of my house, when I first had my battery pad, when I left my ex-girlfriend... And I got my own place before I met Athena. I had a period of time where I was a bachelor. I've talked about my wonderful days there right before I started the Madhouse show here. And I would come home on a Friday with a six pack of beer, and I would sit with my DVR and I would go to Discovery Times and I would go through the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, and I'd see, ooh, I want that documentary, I want to watch that, and I'd record all the documentaries I wanted to see, and then I'd go to History Channel and do the same thing. And then I would go, there was a third channel also, National Geographic Channel. I'll do the same thing on there. Those three channels, I'd hit them up for the documentaries, and that would be what I will watch all week, and just documentaries. Always had fun. always had fun, man. Good times, good times. Yeah. The one in Oviedo. No, Oviedo's, that's where I lived with Andy, my friend Mike. That was, you know, that was 97, 98, man. That was way before. Way, way fucking before I had a DVR. DVRs didn't exist back then, man. We're talking the 2000s, man. That was like 2005 when I first had my own place, man. Man, all right, let's get out of here, guys. I want to thank Lonesome Loser if I didn't thank him already. I want to thank Reclude for calling in. I think he was the only caller of the week, of the night, right? I want to thank all our prank call victims. I want to thank Fall for sending a prank request. See, Douche is in the house. Douche called me a cunt. What's up, Douche? How you doing, man? Are you green yet, Douche?
Make him green, damn it!
Clay says my dad had to have the procedure done where they put him in a tub of water. He says you don't feel anything, like you go to sleep. Awesome, but you hear stuff like the machine working. If I can put on my iPod while I do that, I'm straight. I'll put some podcasts in there. I'll load it up with you know, some Dignation and Twit or something. I don't know. I'll get myself some shows to listen to. You know, put some music on there, and I don't know. That'd be cool. That's good. Hey, hell yeah, man. If I can fall asleep getting my kidney stones taken care of, son of a bitch, that's a good thing. Anyway, Lonesome Loser, man, you send in a lot of numbers, especially in the UK that we didn't get to. As always, it will be saved in a log. I'll try to get to them. Maybe we'll do a show Saturday.
You're doing the UK tonight?
No, we didn't even call the UK tonight, man. I feel
that
bad.
That didn't even work.
Lonesome Loser worked his ass off tonight confirming numbers. My bad, dude. Hey, Tuck, what are you doing on Saturday? If I don't buy a car this Saturday, maybe I'll do a show. You got plans?
If you give me plenty of notice, and if guests don't show up like they might, I should be around.
All right, well, we'll see about it. I might be buying a car, though, so it doesn't matter. And a big thanks to everyone over at Syndicate, everyone who listened.
Well, give me a little notice. And
yeah, we'll figure it out. No guarantees, folks, because, you know, I need a car. You know what I mean? Anyway, so next week we'll be back. That'll be on the 18th. If you get a chance, please visit madhouselive.com. I'm trying to remember how I end the show. Let's see here. I go to this one here. And
as
I go to
we
the...
we know, atomic particles happen between now and then. Did we ever cover the big atom-smashing Big Bang machine?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the large...
The world could have ended yesterday.
Well, it's a large hadron collider, as from what I understand. No, what nobody's noticing is that it's not going to be full powered. All they did was turn the stupid thing on yesterday. It doesn't actually start smashing particles together until October, I thought. So the world's not over yet, but it will be ending soon. Yeah, dude, look, here's the thing. When I was worried about it, okay. Up until the point where I heard Stephen Hawking say nothing's going to happen, because if anybody knows the effects
right,
that would happen,
when he said that, it.
When Stephen Hawking was like nothing will happen, I was like, you know what, son of a bitch, Stephen Hawking knows about particles and black holes and quantum physics and all that. If homeboy knows that it's not going to happen, I'm putting my faith in Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking should run for president of the United States. I think the guy's a smart guy. Right? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's smarter, Stephen Hawking or Einstein?
I don't know, man. He just kind of sits here and stares at all the talking.
Who would win in a fight?
Probably not even, you know, there. Someone else is probably saying all that stuff through the voice box. I don't know.
Who would win in a fight, Stephen Hawking or... Who would win in a fight, Stephen Hawking or Einstein? I think that would be a good fight. That would be... Stephen Hawking's in a wheelchair. Of course he wouldn't. Come on, man. Well, I guess he got him there.
No.
I did want to mention here, there was one news story here that Kokanee sent to me that I had found also, and I thought it was really funny. This is a burglar in Fresno, who apparently he broke into a home just east of Fresno. He rubbed food seasoning over the body of one of two men as they slept in their rooms, and then use an 8-inch sausage to whack the other man on the face and head before running out of the house. A police officer described the crime as one of the strangest he's ever heard of, said a suspect was found hiding in a nearby field a few minutes later and taken into custody on suspicion of residential robbery. Deputy said he had no problem linking a suspect to the crime. It seems the guy ran out of the house wearing only a t-shirt, boxer shorts, and socks. He left behind his wallet and his ID. Uh-huh. He was arrested. Antonio Vasquez Jr., 21, of Fresno. Guilty. Vermont said deputies headed to the victim's home in the 300 block of yada yada yada.
Now.
The victims, both farm workers, told deputies they were awakened by a stranger applying Pappy seasoning to one of them and striking the other with a sausage. Both the spices and the sausage.
I don't know what that's about. I'm staying out of that one.
Both the spices and the sausage were obtained from the kitchen. After the man fled, the victims discovered the home had been ransacked and that money was taken. The money was recovered, but the sausage used in the attack was discarded and eaten by a dog. That's right, a dog ate the weapon. That is crazy. What was the point of that? Why?
No proof.
What a whack-a-nut. He's 21 years old. He was rubbing seasoning on the guy who was sleeping.
I'm saying that. That's not any of my business.
Maybe he was getting ready to cook them. I got a feeling he had like a big cauldron, you know, like Bugs Bunny used to have a big cauldron, and he'd put like, you know, potatoes and stuff in it, you know, and he'd stick someone in there to cook them.
Well,
he's probably hungry, the poor guy.
Let him stay out of that.
Let him go. You know, he was seasoning his
concern. None of our concern.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes.
None of our concern.
You ass. All right. Anyway, we're out of here, folks. Thank you again for listening. I really wanted to make sure that I got to that story.
Bonaducci or Levy? He's gonna get the shit beat out of poor Levy, huh?
It's not even a question for me. Bonaducci's gonna win. That guy's a fucking machine.
Of course.
Who even?
Oh my God! I'm saying he's gonna kill Levy. Yeah. Levy is just. I don't know what.
He's a dumbass. Without Sirius Radio this week because of the fact that I'm not in my car. I do have a Sirius receiver here in the house, but the only time I listen to Sirius in the house is when I wake up in the morning. I turn it on, it broadcasts to my bathroom, and as I'm taking a shower, shaving, taking a shit, eating breakfast, whatever it is, I hear Sirius, but only really for a half hour in the morning. And then usually most of the Stern Show and Sirius that I listen to is on my way to work during my lunch break in my car on my way back. So I've missed it all this time. Shut up, Milkman. So, basically, all I know is that, Levy's going to fight Bonaducci? Of course Bonaducci's going to beat the... I mean, I know Levy's part of the family here, Syndicate, but come on. It's fake anyway. It's a bit.
Yeah.
But for anybody you know why I know in a real fight Bonaducci would wipe the floor with Bob Levy? Because the simple fact, I was watching the Gary Bonaducci show once, and the opening sequence to the Gary Bonaducci show, he was in a bathroom, right? And there was a stall. You know how you have your bathroom stalls? And it was closed from the inside. Like, there was nobody inside the stall, but it was locked. You know what I mean? Like, someone had went in, locked it, and crawled under. And he was with, like, some other kids or something like that. And he's saying, I'm going to show you this once. This is a story about life. And he took his head. He headbutted the bathroom stall and cracked it open with his head. And didn't even fucking flinch. I'm like, holy fucking Christ. And then his wife...
Listen to the replay from today when Bonaducci is talking about all the shit he went through and what his dad did to him and what he did growing up. It's really disturbing.
Really?
But check it out.
Well, you know what? I might...
Replay for you. Yeah.
I'll turn that on tonight. Now that I'm going to bed, I'll turn it on. Maybe I'll catch it. Maybe I'll be lucky and it'll be playing that. And this one time, he also, I remember on the first season of the show, he was talking to that gay therapist of his, you know, that him and the wife used to talk to. He had a coffee mug in his hand.
Right.
And he's just sitting there with an empty coffee mug in his hand. And he goes, you want to see a trick? And he takes the coffee mug and bashes it on top of his head, and it breaks in 1,000 pieces. And he doesn't even flinch. Right. And the therapist is like,
oh. Yes.
Okay, like just like that. I'm like, oh my God,
Bonaducci. He's saying what he was doing for training was he hired his trainer who was on the same kind of building size of Levy and says, what I want you to do, and he paid him double, is to hit me every day like so I'm used to it, like it's just like me brushing my teeth on a daily basis, so it doesn't even affect me.
That guy's
fucking,
how
fucked
yeah.
up this guy is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Levy, dude, but... Yeah. All right. Anyway, we've been trying to leave for an hour here. Chuck, prepare yourself. Milkman, I already did get us out of here, but, you know, if you want to say something real quick, you can. Here's your theme song. Milkman. Did that say something?
Show your gay.
Show your titties, Milkman.
Tuckamite.com.
That's right, Tuckamite.com. Milkman, where
show
you going?
Show your titties.
Milkman. Milkman.
Tuckamite.com.
All right, Milkman's not saying anything. We're going to have to go.
Show your titties.
Okay.
Tuckamite.com.
Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you here again next week. Goodbye.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.